please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to the program, episode 35K of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We welcome you in here on a Wednesday, November 6, 2024, where the only good thing I can say about it is, well, at least I'm not going to wake up from my procedure tomorrow with new information.
You got your wish.
That's the only positive.
Yeah.
And, but it is... and I promise you we'll get to some comedy here. I mean that sincerely. We'll get to comedy, but I mean, we have to address what's happening. Whether it was the day after or we would have had a couple of days, that I think we're all just numb. The lack of texting between the four of us last night spoke volumes. Mm-hmm. We all kind of just, I think, wanted to be alone in our thoughts is the... is the way that I did. I felt like I didn't want to bother any of you guys with anything. We all saw what was happening. But it, me texting "it's over" wasn't going to be helpful. Me texting "what the fuck is going on" wasn't going to be helpful. You doing the same was not going to be helpful. It was just a fucking nightmare, and that looked like a nightmare early. Not even a not even the 2020. Hey, this is a nightmare early, but hang loose, because Steve Kornacki wouldn't stop fucking telling us about how a lot of mail-in ballots already in. Like almost gleefully telling us that.
I know. We actually changed the channel.
Did you?
Because all of us were just like, I can't take this fucking guy with his. It was doom and gloom, and at a fucking machine gun pace of just like it just. And he was right. So he was doing his job, but it was. And then we went to NBC, and then we went back to MSNBC. Eventually, but
why? Let me ask you a question. Why go back? Why not just stay at NBC?
I don't know. For the 4 hours we were all watching, and my parents are in town. There might have been five words spoken in that 4 hours. It was just all of us completely silent watching the end of our country.
And by the way, no hyperbole when you say that.
I wish it were.
I know it. You know, the only hope now is that, you know, it'll take a few days to find out the House. Yeah. And the only hope is that we maintain the House and that at least we have some. When I say we, I mean the Democratic Party, that we have some control over this despot. Mm. Is that a good use of that word at this point? Or is that too strong? Accurate?
Not strong enough.
Not strong. Like, yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Well, I have some hopeful thoughts.
Okay.
Number one.
What, you?
Yeah. Number one. Number one.
You're going to Indonesia.
Yeah. So
well,
goodbye.
Good for you.
I think that a lot of the Republicans in Congress are too greedy to let him ruin the economy, and that a lot of conservative economists have said that the tariff things that he wants to do will drive up inflation.
Okay.
And so maybe that won't happen.
All right. Well, that's one positive. What about packing the Supreme Court?
That will happen.
Yeah.
The second positive is... So he can't run again legally.
Legally, he can't.
Correct. So the question is, can the Constitution be changed to allow him to run again? And I don't think so, even with... I don't think that Republicans will have enough of Congress to be able to pass constitutional amendments by themselves.
I don't think he's going to care about the Constitution.
No, no. He'll have to declare martial law in order to stay president, which he could have done under COVID and he didn't.
I don't think he thought he had to.
I don't think he thought he had to. Exactly. Yeah. I agree with that. And he knows this is it. One, you know, he's got his two now and he's going to have to. I mean, look, I don't want to be this guy, but I'll be this guy. He's got to die.
Well, he's going to die in office. I'm almost positive.
I think so, too. I agree with that.
Not from a conspiracy theory perspective. He just eats too many hamburgers.
He even last night in his victory speech, which I watched very little of, because I just couldn't fucking take it.
I couldn't either.
Just the idea of his voice made me, you know, just was enough. But he sounds, even him happy that he won sounds like a man on his deathbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have the same pep in his step that he once had. So when I say he has to die, I don't mean like a sniper or any. I mean he will die in office because he's an old man who's not healthy.
Let's acknowledge that he's been running around the country, giving four speeches a day.
Probably so, even though he says he's not on drugs,
he doesn't have to live that way anymore. So like he sounds like shit because he's been run ragged, and that's understandable for someone his age to sound like shit. It doesn't mean he's gonna die in a week. It could just be he's gonna go rest and then come back being the same fucking monster he always was.
Yes, he will. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. But he's also, you know, as we saw many times on comedy shows, unable to open the door of a truck.
Right.
So he's deteriorated.
Yeah.
And
that's for sure.
That will happen, and I agree with Elliot. That will probably happen in office. But then we have J.D. Vance, and which is may or may not be fucking worse, quite frankly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He can at least put together a sentence.
Well, and I also don't. I could be completely naive here. I don't think he wants to be king in the way that Trump wants to be king. So at least
it's impossible to know what he actually wants.
Because I agree with that.
Because
Matt,
like the J.D. Vance of 4 years ago was a guy you might actually be comfortable as, even as a Republican, this is a quote unquote normal politician that we can live with, like a George W. Bush, who was terrible, but it's like we survived. And what's going on?
So I have one more hopeful thing.
He's doing Foley work. Well, hang on, he's talking.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was trying to get ready for when you finished the thought.
Yeah, you one more hopeful thing was you're raking some leaves. I don't know what happened, and then he's mid sentence. I've got one more thing. He's mid sentence.
I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
No one really knows.
We don't know about you.
Like we you know, you want.
I've got something.
Yeah. I think like one of the million thoughts that passed through my mind in the last, you know, 18 hours or whatever it was, is that maybe he's actually not as, maybe he's just more opportunistic than evil, and saw that he could get where he wants to go
with this, but
if he ends up in power, I mean, it's like the reason why you hope that, and it's a very dim hope, but it's that this is a guy who was smart enough to get into Yale. He's not a fucking idiot, and he was around liberal people. He's a piece of shit for sure, but you don't know where his heart really is. And so if he's suddenly found himself in the seat of power, I'd say there's maybe a 10% chance he ends up being more moderate than a lot of his supporters or a lot of Trump supporters would want him to be. But by the same token, he's only in the position he's in because of a radically far right billionaire who funded his congressional campaign and put him where he is.
Well, I agree with
and
you.
And so is he going to be beholden to that, or is he going to get there and go, no, you know what? Actually,
this is women
do deserve fucking rights.
I mean, we won't know, like you said. And if he dies, by the way, if Trump doesn't die, I could see them using the 25th Amendment at some point.
Sure.
On him, if you know,
once he's not useful to them anymore, which he isn't. He was only useful to get in.
Yeah. But clearly he's useful to Russia, and that is what is happening here. You had some more positive news you had
to say? Yeah. So, you know, I know how hard...
I went to the 99-cent store.
hey, fun-size Snickers for everybody.
Not far off. I know
not how far off. Full-size Snicker.
I know how hard this is to do, so I thought I would... And I know you would want something positive in the room, so I...
No, we got Garrett in his joyful energy right now. Quiet, not saying anything, staring at his computer.
Yeah.
So I thought I would, you know, take the bullet, as it were, and do this for you. So
what is happening?
I don't know.
Again, I know how difficult...
Seems like a...
Oh, would you bring in donuts?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've seen our upcoming vice president having some difficulty, but I was able to manage.
You were able to buy donuts.
Yeah. So,
and without creeping people out?
As far as I know.
Okay, well, good job. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That. You know what? That's great.
Thank you.
I will have one. Not on the air.
Yeah. Sure.
But I will. Oh, boy. Did you smell those?
I didn't.
Get your nose in there.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
Get your nose in there. Get your nose in there. Now close it. Oh, boy. Now close it. Isn't that nice?
It's nice.
Thank you, Elliot.
You're welcome.
Another thought I had this morning was, you know, talking about, like, what does the future hold? I can say this much. The future holds me gaining 30 pounds because of this.
Dude.
From stress eating.
I agree. I 100% agree with that. It although last night was we had ordered. So, you know, some polls closed at 4, 4:30, 5 o'clock, our time.
Yeah.
And so we had had lunch, I think, around 1:30 or 2. Oliver was home from school yesterday. He was under the weather. And so we had some lunch. And then I said, you know what, I'll order the pizza. Because, you know, that was the plan. Get some pizzas, hunker down, watch the coverage. I'll have those come at 7 o'clock. The knot in my stomach was so huge that, like, I barely ate the pizza. Because I just was like, it was, I know that this is going to be a horrible comparison, but it felt the same as when my mom died in that I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And the knot in my stomach, you know, it's like, it just, it made sense, yet it didn't make sense. And it's like, and like you and I texted, the one time that we did text, it's when they called Indiana and Kentucky for Trump, which is going to happen every election.
Yes.
No matter who the Republican is, those two states will go red.
Yeah.
And they were the first two states to get called. And I was like, oh, we're fucked. Like, I immediately went to that. And it just,
it was just an instant rush of irrational anger for me. Like, and then Florida, which I think some of us had a little just an inkling of a hope could be in play, when it was just immediately not in play, that felt terrible.
It reminded me very much of 2016, when, again, you know, the thought was that Hillary was going to sweep it. And then when Florida got called early for Trump in 2016, it was like, oh, wait, what's happening? And that's how last night felt.
Yeah.
And it did I interrupt you? I
didn't. No,
It it just felt horrible. And you know, and you're there, and you're, you know, like you're with your mom and your wife and your daughter. I'm with my wife. I'm with a young, you know, and, you know, you got young Charlie, young Oliver, our future. Yeah. And they're watching the people that are that can vote fuck it up for them.
Yeah.
And oh God, I just got emotional. It's and as far as women go, how fucking dare you? You know, it's like
it's the ultimate mandate on how little women's lives matter in America.
Well, and to that, we have proven once again we cannot elect a woman,
right?
Yeah,
and that, which is disgusting. Mm-hmm. The two women that have run for president, and I'm not counting Jill Stein. That cicada doesn't count. I'm talking about the two that are qualified for the job, more qualified than maybe some than others that have run in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Certainly more qualified than the guy that beat them. Mm-hmm. And it's disgusting that they didn't get more vote. And it's
and not to state the obvious, sorry to interrupt, but like not in 2016 Trump was an unknown quantity. In 2024 we know what
he is.
You have to be so virulent in your hatred of women and minorities and people of color, and so polluted in your mind to think that this guy who doesn't know anything and only thing out of his mouth in the last 2 years was lies
and me yeah. and
grievances.
She's stupid and he's stupid about Joe Biden. And is that what you're teaching your kids?
Right.
Is that how to talk about people? I mean, we do it on this show because it's a comedy show. And, you know, and when I say, you know, that guy's an idiot or so on and so forth. Yeah, maybe. But I say it really to get a laugh.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what he's doing on stage, too, because he thinks he's a comedian.
Yeah.
He has no fucking funny bone in his body. I don't care. I think he stumbles on the comedy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'm basing this on stories of when he was on Conan back in the New York days, or, you know, when Howard Stern thought, like, he had no sense of humor.
Right. He's just accidentally funny because he's such a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I will say the only thing I will defend him on is he was getting a lot of heat for interrupting his own speeches to comment on that he could see the back of his head in the monitor and talking about his hair, and he doesn't like the way his hair looks. I've seen Conan do that. Yeah. I've seen Jay Leno do that. I've seen David Letterman do it. Yeah. I've done it, on, you know, not while the cameras are rolling, but on the pilot. Like, it's like, anyway, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't like the way I look. Like, there's enough to have kicked that guy in the balls about. That was literally the most normal human thing he's ever done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's infuriating, is he has moments of like human behavior, even like I would say even more so recently in the last week or two, where he seemed to like gain some level of self-awareness about the fact. I mean, I don't know, self-awareness might not be the right word, but he was he was still doing his shit, but like his rants and his, you know, hate speech. But there were moments of like sort of reflection where you kind of felt like it seemed like he thought he was going to lose, and he was kind of pulling the curtain back a little bit on the fact that it's all a show for him. Mm-hmm. And that
I agree with all that.
I obviously my number one thing was like, I think this guy should be held accountable for the crimes he's committed. But if he could have just gone away and just that, like, just though in the same way that Nixon was a horrible fucking person, but he was pardoned. I wasn't old enough to understand any of that when that happened, but everyone just accepted this guy's a disgrace. And now he's going to just go, you know, sit in a fucking Barca lounger for the rest of his life.
If we were given that option,
if that was the route, I'd be like, I would take it. Obviously now I would take it. But if he just had to sit in his own failure, I don't care if it's in a cell or in a fucking golf club. I don't give a shit.
And that's the sad thing that we were talking about. Obviously we were talking, every household was talking. He will now not be held accountable for anything.
Yeah. Right.
And
he was rewarded for it.
Yeah. Fuck him. And
that's what I'm sorry to say, whether they realize it or not, whether they accept it or not, every single person who voted for him voted for law doesn't matter.
Right.
The truth doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Women don't matter. Immigrants don't matter.
But Matt, eggs are expensive.
Yeah.
Egg prices are not going to come down tomorrow.
Eggs are expensive because of Joe Biden. Obviously, you don't have to look any. You don't have to look into why they're expensive. Or
Donald Trump didn't give any money to anybody when he was in office during COVID. He didn't sign any checks for us that made sure that it had his name on them, so you'd know that he gave it to them. So if you're blaming that on inflation on that, he didn't have anything to do with that. It's all Biden, and therefore, if it's not because Kamala's black, or if it's not because she's a woman, it's because she's associated with Joe Biden, who they made our eggs more expensive. And eggs, by the way, are more expensive. But they're not going to go down.
I'm going to say this about that. And this is where, you know, they always say that we live in a bubble, Los Angeles and Hollywood. I live in a bubble because I don't really buy a lot of groceries. Mm. And so and we live in Los Angeles. Everything's expensive in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that orange juice is expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I buy it, but whatever the price is, I've lived here 30 years. It's Los Angeles prices. I don't know if it's higher today than it was last week or last month.
It's been groceries have been more expensive since COVID. And the reason for that is because when Donald Trump was president and the pandemic happened, the companies jacked up prices. They took advantage of the situation. Sure. They gouged people. Mm-hmm. And it's his fault. And, you know, I don't know to what extent Biden had any ability to put laws into place. He was dealing with an obstructionist Congress, but the one thing I will say is he had 4 years to address an obvious it's not easy to fix, but it's an obvious issue that will come back to haunt you if you don't address it. Mm-hmm. And he was blind to it. Like he was blind to a lot of things. And he was blind to his own unpopularity. He was blind to the agenda that was pushing the negative spin on everything he was doing, because he had a record that, you know, that you could run on in normal times. But we're not living in normal times. Half the country is being told he's the devil and he's ruining everything and everything bad is his fault. And so if you just sit back and allow that to spread and you don't stand up to it, you don't combat it. But just on a practical level, if you don't figure out a way to lower grocery prices in 4 years, you will get fucked up for it. And that did happen.
I mean, even if inflation is down and, you know, they talked to some guy in the line, like, I'm voting for Trump because of my 401k. Go take a look at it today, dude.
Yeah.
It's higher than it was in 2019.
Right.
It might be lower than it was 3 months ago, but that lower number is still higher than it was in 2019 when Trump was in office. Yeah. So whatever, you know, talking points you're hearing and now regurgitating, you're wrong.
There is one thing that I noticed, though, that you may have noticed as well, which is before COVID, certainly, if I wanted to take somebody to dinner, it might cost $50 and then $60 with tip or something like that.
Yes.
Now it's like $100.
It is. I don't disagree with that. Yeah. It is. Even yesterday, and I know that Subway's been getting hit a lot with this, because overnight they went from $9.99 to $15 for their For their footlongs.
Wow.
It still is like a kick in the balls. Like, you walk in and it's like, oh, so these two sandwiches cost me $36?
Yeah.
That Subway should not, the point of Subway is not to be $36.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't disagree with that, but let's get back to kicking Steve Karnacki in his fucking rolled up sleeved arms.
Yeah.
And his, I even said, I got up at one point, Matt, and said, example you just said, I go, this guy's a bummer.
Yeah.
Because everything was bad news. Now,
every time they cut to him, we all groaned. It was just like, here comes more bad news. Because it was like, and it was, again, it was all correct. But in the same breath, he would say, well, this looks good for Kamala, but not good enough because this stuff is rolling in. But at the same time, this is the flip side is also true in some other county. I'm like, how can both fucking be true? Where it's like, so the Republicans vote early and late? What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly. He did that. He talked out of both sides of his mouth a lot. And he also just there was a glee in him announcing some things, which annoyed
me. It's just his energy has
I'm tired of his energy.
And like, I know.
I'm tired of my energy.
Like, I know he's a Republican. I don't think he supports Trump. But knowing he's Republican,
you start
to project the fact that it's like, have a little distance. But not just that, but it's like you should be reporting this sadly. like to me,
well, it's
a fucking bummer that these counties flipped for Trump.
And you know, to your point, he's 7 feet away from a panel of sad people.
Right. And he's just going, hey, anyway, look at this.
Look at it. Now, if you compare that with 2019, enough of the comparisons.
It's just the thing that was so frustrating about so if you didn't watch MSNBC or NBC, they were using the same map, even though it was different people. They were using the same technology, and what they kept doing was clicking a thing to show, well, here's how Biden did, here's how Trump did in 2020. But I thought the more important thing to see would be, here's how Biden was doing at this hour, not at the end of the fucking day.
Agree.
That's not helpful at all.
Because
you're not showing the fucking mail-ins that lean Democratic, and you're not showing a lot of stuff, especially early on when it's 20%, 40% reported.
But if you take a look at this, Biden did that. And so it's like, by the way, he ended up being right about it all. Which is even more.
But it wasn't necessarily going to be true
at 5 o'clock based on what happened in 2020. Why you know what's going to happen. You know, there's going to be some slow boat votes coming in.
Yeah.
You're acting like it's over at 4:30.
Right.
Because she's not meeting Biden's number. It's like there's 700 votes in.
Yeah. But his point was, OK, if she doesn't do better than Biden in these places, then it's got to be the same in these red districts.
Yeah,
and Trump was doing better than his 2020 performance in those districts. But I just hate the horse. I mean, look, I know this is always the case and it's a tired complaint, but I hate the horse race element of it. The calling it like a sporting event. That contributes to.
Was it always that way? Was it that way when we were kids? I don't remember it being so.
Well, we didn't. Before CNN, it may
not have been as invested as a kid. I watched it every year with my mom and stepdad. Yeah. And
I did too, but
not
I don't,
every year. But you
I don't know
everything.
That I understood it. Like, I guess to me, it seemed like a big deal because it was like interrupting normal programming to just talk about this all night. But I don't know that they were so like, and they probably didn't have as much information either.
They also didn't have the, you know, all the dramatics and all the
seven people on. Oh my God.
And then you're spinning this. It's over here.
You have something to report.
Now it's over here. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just none of that was a kid. That would be Walter Cronkite. And we can now report Ohio has gone for Richard Nixon. Mm-hmm. And you'd go, oh, okay. And then they would, you know, chit chat. And at any rate, what is on your forehead?
It's a Band-Aid.
You saw a dermatologist today, is my guess.
Yes. And
they removed something, did
no,
they?
No, they just biopsied a thingamajig.
So it's not.
They're going to test it. And then
it's benign.
Find out I have brain cancer, and I'll see you guys later.
You know, peace out, everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? If you didn't have kids, I would say you're better off.
Sadly, I agree.
Now your parents are in town. Mm-hmm.
This ruined their vacation, which I guess was always a possibility. I don't know why none of us really thought about it.
Well, I thought the premise was they came in to see Zoe's show last weekend and the Charlie show this weekend.
Correct.
And so the election just was,
it just happened to be at this time.
In the middle.
But you know, they were thinking more about, oh, if there's going to be uncertainty and like lack of a result, or if there's going to be like riots and like violence if Kamala wins. Like, they were thinking like, should we not be traveling at this time because of that? They weren't thinking about, oh, this is just going to be what is now happening, which is you know, it's over and now we all have to just you know, walk around in a fog for a few days thinking about what's going to happen to our country.
So let me ask you a question, Matt Belknap. And I tried to say the K and I didn't. It's a Belknap. And Elliot, you too, because I think you guys both – did you guys both – what's the word they use on X? It's not disengage. What's the word? Deactivate.
I did more. I do not have an account with my name anymore on Twitter.
And Matt, you still have.
Still have an account on.
But you don't.
But I don't use it.
You just don't use it.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I want to deactivate it.
Yeah.
I want to get off of it.
I guess I probably should too.
But that said, I don't want. I know this is it sounds insane. I don't want to lose the at Jimmy Pardo. Because what if Mark Cuban decides to buy it in 5 years?
Yeah.
And then it's a fun thing again. Is that do I roll the you know,
why are what is your because my purpose was I think that Elon Musk is an asshole and I wanted him to have less users.
That is why I don't want to just take it off my phone and not look at it anymore.
Right.
I want to deactivate it so that I'm not on there anymore. But that means that Garen, because he's a son of a bitch who shows up at my fucking yard sales. Garen swoops in and gets at Jimmy Pardo, and all of a sudden he's tweeting out racist things with my name in my face.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is likely.
Right? So I guess the real thing to do is to just take it off. Still have the account. But take it off my phone.
Take it off your phone.
But
set it to private so that everybody, so that nobody who is not already following you can interact with you. That's what I had been doing before.
Yeah, but you know, here's.
But that doesn't do the thing where you give Elon the finger.
That's also I want to give him the finger. Yeah. But B, I also want to stop looking at it.
Yeah. Well, take it off your phone.
And I will say this: that ain't going to solve it. I have to. I know my brain. I will have to deactivate it. I will need to have it not be an option.
Well, then you just have to accept that
some
platform
prick's gonna
is
take my...
yeah, and just know that it's gone. The platform.
I do think it's gone.
Is over.
I do get fantasy baseball news on there, which I've mentioned before, and there is the occasional funny joke on there.
Yeah.
But you know what? Not enough, and I can't do another 4 fucking years on there. I just can't.
Well, no, Jimmy, there is an alternative to X. I don't know if you've heard of this, Truth Social.
Oh. You know what? There was a fellow on there last night, to your point, who around 4 o'clock said, lots of cheating in Pennsylvania, law enforcement on the way. And then he never mentioned that again.
Yeah, it's weird.
That information seemed that didn't seem to bother him so much as the night went on.
I'd actually like to know what was going on.
We know about bomb threats.
Yeah.
Mm. We know about other voter interference. And
that would be funny, though, if he was like, yeah, there's some cheating happening. And then he was like, sir, that's cheating in your favor.
Yeah. Never mind.
Delete.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to walk into a glass patio door at some point. And we'll deal with J.D. Vance and then hopefully move on with our lives. I mean, that's the case.
The only thing you can hang.
You can turn Garen's microphone on. And talk about that.
I don't.
Garen looks like I feel ultimately.
Oh no, you look that way too.
Okay,
I'm not insulting you.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked in. I admittedly tried to walk in with a little bit of energy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that
because it's like we still have a job to do here. And by the way, I will say this: got a lot of emails this morning from Never Not Funny fans saying, "Hey, this is one guy put it perfectly. I have no right to ask this, but we really need you guys right now."
Yeah.
Thank you for speaking out all these years. Don't stop doing that. Some people saying you guys are probably going to get a lot of messages saying enough with the politics. We need you to counter the other side. So, you know, I make no promises. I don't know what's going to happen. We've always talked about what's going on in our lives. If the news happens and we talk about it, so be it. But I also appreciate the positive email saying, that you come to this show. Maybe you come to the show to be entertained and to say, oh, God, I'm not alone in my fucking red city that I live in.
Right.
I've got these guys that I can relate to, like-minded, so on and so forth. So, you know, we're here. We're going to do our thing.
I appreciate the energy you came in with, because one of the things that I was wrestling with among all the more important things is, like, I didn't know how I was going to come in today. I didn't know how to do this. This is the hardest day of this job in 19 years for me. I did not know. I could barely speak this morning. I didn't want to talk to my wife, my mom, my kids. I didn't have anything to say. I did not know what to say.
I am getting a little emotional because you choked up there a little bit. And I don't disagree with you. I don't know, like, we my family did a weird hug this morning. We hug all the time. We're a very loving family, yeah. And we crazily hug, and I love it. And the day, and I've, as I always said, the day that my son stops hugging me will be the worst day of my life. And luckily, it hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. But this morning, the hugs were a. It was different.
It was necessary.
It was necessary, and it was
on both sides.
On both sides, because yeah. we're all feeling it. Danielle, you know, we're all teary eyed last night. You know, again, it just so I'm with you. I also felt like, what a weird fucking day to come in and do a comedy show.
because I want to be that thing for people.
Sure.
For the people who love us, I want to be the respite from the insanity. But I know it's not primarily on me. It's primarily on you to bring that. But we all try to leave. I know it sounds crazy because we rant a lot about this stuff on the show, but. We try to leave the serious stuff at the door and just come in and have fun with each other and make each other laugh.
You know, I'll say this. I watched a lot of Jimmy Kimmel monologues this past week. I watched that one that you recommended, the Republic one. And here's what I'll say about that is I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel enough. I watch him a lot, but not enough.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel's terrific.
Yep.
And he is more comfortable. He's as comfortable as Jack Parr was. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just talking. Yeah. He's more comfortable than Johnny Carson was, and you couldn't get more comfortable than Johnny Carson.
Right.
And Jimmy is so comfortable. He's just talking, and but I feel like what we do on this program, and I'm certainly not comparing the talents. I'm not saying I'm Jimmy Kimmel in any way, shape, or form. I think that what we do a very similar show here, mm-hmm. in that we will deal with serious things, but at the same time, we're clowns. And mm-hmm. and I think Jimmy feels the same way. I think Steve Colbert feels the same way, mm-hmm. That they have a job to do. But at the same time, they tackle current events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we tackle current events. I would love if we were a show that was like, did you see the three zebras escaped? You know what I mean? And then we go, hey, let's go around the horn. You know, hey, give us a call. What animal do you think would be the weirdest if escaped? You know,
well, there's nothing more insane than in this situation. Like, because I got in my car this morning to take Charlie to school, and I heard the Morning Zoo on Hits One Radio on Sirius XM. Talking like they do every single other day.
Dude.
I'm like, that is absolutely insane. And I know that they have an audience as diverse as our country. They've got listeners who are excited and happy today. They've got people who are bummed out, and they just need to sort of go right down the middle with it. But it sounds like they're robots.
It sounds like they're
robots. It's just not
this, can I add this
logical.
To it?
Yeah.
And I apologize for being ruffling plastic while you were talking.
Yeah.
As I was intentionally not listening to CNN and NBC in the car today,
yeah.
I went to MLB baseball,
mm.
and they're talking just like usually. They're talking like nothing happened.
Right.
And part of me was comforted by that for about 30 seconds, and then I was enraged.
Yep.
It was like, do right. you not know what happened?
Right.
Why are we? You can't be talking about Pete Alonso's contract right now because mm-hmm. the fucking country is burning, you dumb fucks.
Yeah.
Now, listen, so I'm saying this. Here we are at 12:51 on Wednesday. Because I've been avoiding CNN and MSNBC, I don't know. And I mean, this is I don't know. Has Kamala conceded yet?
I'm not aware of her conceding, but the numbers are they're set.
Well, they're set. I mean,
yeah. But, so she's going to have to.
Yeah,
unless she has a credible reason to fight it legally that we don't know about, which, by the way, if she has one, she's got $1 billion. She should fucking do what she needs to do.
I agree with that. And by the way, the very little that I looked at Twitter today, because I did, I wanted to avoid it all because I just wanted to be alone in my, you know, my pity party, which is not just exclusive to me.
Sure.
And I was texting with my cousin Dan as well, and other like-minded folks like ourselves who are just can't understand what the fuck just happened. Some people on Twitter and some not just the crazies. Mm. CBS was reporting some peculiarities. They were reporting that with some Trump campaigning vote. Like, I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
But what's the likelihood that it was enough to actually change anything?
Not.
You know, I thought of one other.
But what is? Let me. See, can I say this?
Go for it.
Maybe enough that he's not there.
Right.
Like enough to go, oh, here's proof that you cheated, you prick. See you later.
So then Vance becomes president.
I mean, look, they won the election. Whether it's fair and square, I don't know.
Right.
I think the real question is, what is fair anymore? Yeah. Was 2016 fair after we discovered there was Russian interference? There was Russian interference this year. There was voter intimidation via phone. But does that make it fair or unfair?
The thing of it, except for the organized online things that Russia has done in the past, there's been all these things, these like voter intimidation, the bad robocalls, right. Like all those kind of things have happened.
Right.
Not very often has it been the liberal side of any election that has done that.
Right.
It has happened, though.
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence O'Donnell made a great point last night. You probably heard about it. Lawrence O'Donnell, who is usually humorless and was very humorless last night, and rightfully so, when they were discussing the bomb threats and how they were not credible in any way, shape, or form. And he, you know, just kind of blurted out, there were not bomb threats before Donald Trump.
Yes.
And it was like.
He's to our younger viewers. We did not have bomb threats on election night before Donald Trump.
Right. I mean, which is. It speaks volumes. Yeah. I mean, it's just we've talked about that. That one fucking guy.
We like to think that we're worse off, but I think it's worth remembering that this country has had plenty of bad election situations. I was watching something that I can't remember. Was it Buchanan after the Civil War that there were a set of competing electors that Congress had to go, no, we're not going to do that. And then Buchanan made some kind of deal that basically led to Jim Crow. So, like, it's not there probably wasn't a bomb threat, but I'm willing to bet if we look back in our history that there were people who were aiming guns at people or something.
Yeah.
And it feels new to us, it is kind of part of the flaws of our system that human beings are assholes.
You know what? Speaking of that, Lawrence O'Donnell, what you just said, maybe I think it's Lawrence O'Donnell also said this last night about the Electoral College, you know, that our country did this, that no other country decided to replicate.
Right. Yep.
And it's like no other country would. Yeah, that seems like the way to do it.
Right. Well, it only exists because of slavery, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically.
They were trying to enfranchise slave owners unduly.
They didn't want to join the union unless they knew that they could protect their economic system, which is a euphemism for assholeness.
And the way that they did that brilliantly, and I would say evilly, is to count every slave, which they otherwise felt was property and not human, as 3/5 of a person, so that they would have representation. Yeah.
That's still in the Constitution, even though it's struck out.
Well, that's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of one other positive thing. It's kind of positive.
And then when you're done with that, will you please, I mean, this is really, just walk over and make sure Garen's alive.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
we almost let him talk, and then we just kept, and we like ran
that's
right over.
That's true. That's
we're like,
point.
Garen, you're trying. Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
He didn't seem to
want to. Oh, that's fair. Because you had said, Garen looks how I feel.
And then, I jumped all over him.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You all right, man? Hold on.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's just go.
No.
I
No, I got to watch this happen with a very close friend of mine who's trans.
Mm. Oh.
Holding on to me and sobbing.
Sure.
And then I found out today that my dad likely voted for Trump.
Fuck him.
So,
sorry, I didn't mean to.
No.
That my body didn't stop me from saying that.
It's fine. I don't know what to do. This country just said, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck everybody in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck your eggs. I can tell you that. I don't give a fuck about your eggs. What I know is that you guys have now given them permission to legislate my entire existence out of existence.
Which is horseshit.
Yeah. And not great. Not great.
Yeah.
But comedy.
We'll get there. I promise. And we got Chris Kimmel coming in a little bit. We got the letter game coming up.
Sure.
There was something else I wanted to mention, but I forget what it was. But get finished. Let's finish with your positivity here.
Yeah. We'll so this is not as strongly positive, but it's still on the positive.
Are they more
side.
Donuts?
No, unfortunately.
Whatever happened to the donut hole? How come that's not a thing anymore?
I mean,
Dunkin' Donuts still has them.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was it that
Munchkins.
Did the spider donut with the donut hole on top of the donut?
Oh, I don't remember.
Was it Dunkin'? Maybe it was Dunkin' who did for Halloween.
That's not what I'm talking about.
All right. But it was a donut hole on top of the...
Yeah, but that's still a donut.
The Munchkins are very popular at Dunkin' Donuts.
They still are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a little...
There's not a Dunkin' Donut near me. And as I've talked about a million times, and unfairly to our listener, about all the new high-rises going up around my house, Dunkin' Donuts in one of those storefronts would be welcome.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll say this. Anything would be welcome at those storefronts. There's nothing there.
A Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. You know what? A Fresh Brothers pizza.
Sure.
A Papa John's pizza. I don't even like Papa John's.
But at least it'd be there.
Yes.
So having a person who's from another country in my house while this was happening, and also having watched her see the results of the Indonesian election that happened recently, she said with some, I don't say gravitas, but with some justification, it's going to be fine. And here's the context. She grew up under Suarte, who was president for 30 years in a democracy.
That's then, in quotes for you listening.
Yeah. And then he was taken, he was removed from office, and then they had some good stuff, and now they have universal health care, and now they have, like, they have a thing where, I don't know if I've mentioned it on the program before, but, like, it's in their law that if you're a woman and you're having your period and you don't feel good, you can take the day off and you can't be fired. Hmm. Like, that sort of stuff, right? And it's not part of your regular, you know, sick leave or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's some good things that happened in Indonesia. There's some difficult things. But the thing that happened for her was that the guy who was the general for Suarte, who murdered a bunch of people, is now their president. And the guy who basically made everything pretty good, his son is the vice president kind of illegally. And yet, from her perspective, having grown up in all that and seen all that and kind of been sort of closer to some of the political stuff because of what her family does, she still is saying it's probably going to be. She didn't say probably. It's going to be fine. And so in a way, she's been through what we're about to go through. Mm-hmm. If the worst thing that we think about is going to happen. So
are you getting to the positive part?
That's the positive part.
I understand that, Elliot. Oh, I'm trying to make a joke.
Oh, okay.
On a comedy program.
And the only other thing I will say is
Garen's a puddle.
I have one piece of advice that has nothing to do with anything other than whatever your selfish needs are. I recommend if you're going to buy a computer this year, buy it now, because if the tariffs go through, they'll probably double in price. That's all I have.
All right, that's Elliot Hober over at the financial desk.
Yeah.
You know what? My dad just got a new computer, and so he took advantage of that for your that's advice good. Early. And nice. My computer guy tells me that Danielle and I both should get new computers because even though ours are only 5 years old, technology has gone bananas since we bought our computer. We were on the tail end of the whatever Macs we got. We were on the tail end. And
The Intel
ones. So you don't have the M ones? Probably not.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Sure.
They just came out with new.
Do those have email on them? Because mine has email on it.
Does it have Wi-Fi?
I don't use Wi-Fi. I use a corded one because of that we installed during the
right there.
The pandemic.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, they just came out with new iMacs and new Mac Minis. If you
they're tiny. They're taller, but they're smaller.
The iMac looks nice, though.
It does.
I like how thin it is, and I like the colors.
Yeah.
I believe my dad got the blue.
Nice.
I'd probably get the blue as well.
Yeah.
If I had to. Push, come, shove.
I like a classic silver.
I'll say this. I would. If they said to me, hey, the only one we have is the rose colored one, but we'll give that to you for $200 off. Done. Yeah. Done. I got the rose
sure,
computer.
Yeah.
I'll get any. But I'll get the gold. I don't like the gold, but I'd get it if they gave me a discount. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel about cars, too. Like if they ever say, hey, we don't have the color you want, but we have this ugly fucking color, but we'll give you a discount. Great.
Yeah.
Done. That's what I did with my Chevy Cavalier back in 1994. Oh. It had some pinstriping on it that was absolutely ridiculous. It was yellow pinstriping. Huh. And Graham Elwood used to always make fun of me. He would go, because he would go, take a look. Straight. Yee! Straight. Because it was like a lie detector.
Oh, was it like the Heartbeat of America?
It was like a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It was like that.
That was their ad campaign.
And it was that. And it was in yellow on a red car. And it looked awful. But the guy goes, the kid even said, we can't sell this car because nobody wants that. We'll knock $900 off. I'm like, done.
That was done. One of the craziest things they ever did. Because it was literally, remember that was their slogan? Chevy was the heartbeat of America. And so they took that and then put it on a car.
Well, I drove around with that car. I like that. You know what? In fairness, I liked the car. Chevy Cavalier. I liked it. It was comfortable. Not as comfortable as my new car, that Hyundai Ioniq 6, which I recommend. Electric cars, which won't be being made anymore. Yeah. Actually, the guy from GM today and Toyota, they both said, we're still making cars.
Does Rivian have a, do they make a deal with the U.S. military or something?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you think of those Rivians?
I love
them. I like seeing them.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I don't want that type of car, but I like
too
the
big?
Look of them. Yeah, I don't want it. I don't need a truck and I don't really need
a huge SUV. They're coming out with a couple models. The 2 and the 3 are smaller.
They got a coupe?
The 3, I believe, is going to have a kind of a coupe, like a trucky coupe.
I'm thinking about getting a Tesla. It seems like a good time for that.
Sure.
Right?
If they had a like the most popular model of all right now, the crossover. If there was a Rivian like crossover,
it's coming in the next year or two. Okay. Yeah,
oh, give it time. As you say, your car's falling apart.
There's a sports model that they've got coming out. I think that's the 3 Max or 3X or something like that. Hmm.
Again, that's Elliot Hoberg over at the financial desk. All right, so just so we know about your forehead, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I assume. I don't know.
if it's not, you'll just get this done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I had on my cheek.
I didn't think it was even, I thought it was just a scar, and I was like, yeah, I really was like, it's just a scar, but if you could make it look less ugly, that'd be cool. And he was like, well, let me, we gotta make sure it's not something else first. And so,
if it is, you go in there and what's it called? Moe's surgery, I think it's called. MOH. Is that what it is? Moe's?
Moe's from The Office?
I don't know.
Moe's
left? Dwight Schrute's cousin.
Yes. I wish I would have got that joke sooner, but I didn't.
He comes in with his.
That's Mike. Is that Mike Schur?
It is Mike Schur playing that, yeah.
Is it Moe's surgery, Garen?
Moe's removal procedure?
That's
MOHS?
MOHS. Yeah, that's it. And it's. You know, it takes all day, but it's no big deal. And then, so at worst, yeah, that's what will happen.
Okay. I know, but you used to say Moe's. You meant something different. So.
How dare you?
Just to prove that things can get better, guys.
Nah. Can I tell you something, yeah. Speaking of which, and I'm only going to use this word to quote.
Okay.
So there was somebody that I went to grade school with that all of a sudden got in my Facebook algorithm recently, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, here's this guy. And first thing is Trump's the best or whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, what the fuck? And then you scroll down and it was, look at this homo. And it was a picture of Biden, like just walking. And I was like, who uses that word anymore? And like that.
Cause you're about an old man.
About an old man.
It's ridiculous.
And it was like, and I recognize that we used to say that, and you know, yeah. But again, we said it as Mike Toomey used to do in his act. You'd call your mom that. You didn't know what it fucking. You didn't know what it was doing.
And then maybe that's how this person's using it too. Without,
I don't think so. Based on the other, well, posts.
They mean it maliciously, but not necessarily
literally.
They don't mean it. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah.
They want to be hurtful, but they're not. They don't care like what the, you know, who that word is originally.
Agreed.
But they don't probably think about it.
I don't think this guy thinks about it a lot.
Nah.
Other than hate.
I think that's a very common thing in this country, apparently. People not really thinking much.
Yeah, we had proof of that last night. All right, let's take a break. I may or may not take a bite of donut during that break. Yeah. They do look delicious, and I may need to add a little sweet. I just had to take and this will not be shocking, I just had to take an anti-nausea pill, and that leaves, and it's a dissolving pill, mm-hmm. and that leaves a little bit of that medicinal chalky taste. So I'm looking, and the Monster is not cutting through it. Mm. I'm hoping that the donut will do that. But yeah, I usually take that for my migraines. I take the anti-nausea. And I know why I'm taking it today. Mm-hmm. And if anybody needs any, I can run back out to my car and get you one. All right, let's take a break. Chris Kimmel is going to be joining us. I asked her, hey, any chance you can come earlier than what we said? And she said yes. And then I made her wait outside.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Hey, gang, Matt here with some dates for you. Christine Kimmel is on Instagram at Christine A. Kimmel. She's also on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. She's the Christine. Talking about how to survive stuff, and I can't think of a better time to need that advice. So check it out. Maybe they'll have something for a totalitarian regime coming up soon, hopefully. So, yeah, check that out wherever you get your podcasts. It's a great show. Jimmy's been on it. I've been on it. Garen's on it every week. So enjoy that when and where you can. On December 6th, Jimmy is doing Flappers Zoom. He's doing his annual holiday show. Go to flapperscomedy.com for that. And then December 7th, he's in person at the Yoohoo Room Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. So go to flapperscomedy.com for tickets to that as well. And I just want to remind you, our sidewalk sale is happening at nevernotfunny.com. And get some of our old merch, some of our old perks from the Platinum. Limited supplies in some cases, so check it out. New stuff goes up on Sundays. But yeah, all that's there. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 35K, or under our new regime, 35KKK.
hey! Comedy!
Comedy's back!
Look at that, comedy back! Hey, comedy tonight! Hey, something for racists, something for bigots, something for assholes, it's comedy tonight! Hey, Rogan's a prick, and Hinchcliffe's a dick. All right.
Who's so there Hinchcliffe?
We go. What? Hinchcliffe. Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, Hinchcliffe.
Heathcliff is that cat.
I know.
I know he's a dick, too.
He is kind of a dick.
Do we know? Does he like lasagna?
That's a great question. He likes the bones of fish out of the trash.
He does like that.
But
why does he like that?
I don't.
He's a cat.
That's just what cats like.
Do they? They want what's on the bone.
Because fish bones will kill a cat.
I think the idea is that you throw it away, but there's a little bit left there that the cat can get.
Yeah, but he just picks up that just those bones.
Not as smart as Garfield, apparently.
No.
He didn't realize if you just sit around the house, you can just get lasagna. I don't know if you. I don't know if that's how it works.
I don't know
if Garfield either. Somehow he gets the lasagna. Who came first? That's one I really want to know.
Heathcliff was almost certainly first.
I would think Felix was first.
Felix the cat.
If we're talking cats. And by the way, let's acknowledge how wonderful Felix is. he's a wonderful, wonderful cat.
Yeah.
He's the oldest.
He makes you laugh so much your sides will ache.
Right?
Felix the cat.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a
I don't
Felix
know.
Cartoon.
I only know what he looks like, but I don't remember seeing him.
He's an icon more than a character.
I'm older than everybody in this room by at least a month. And I loved Felix the cat when I was a kid. If I watch it now, I don't think I last a minute. I don't think it's entertaining.
What kind of things did he get into? Like, what was his deal?
A lot of
shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Yeah.
I feel like he was kind of like a Mr. Bean type. A little bit.
Was he?
Because he always would get in a little bit of trouble and then pull something out of his bag and then fix it.
Is that what Mr. Bean did?
I mean, Mr. Bean would get himself into trouble and then somehow survive.
Mr. Bean had one episode that made me laugh like crazy and then I never laughed again at him. Mm. But I mean, I laughed like was like, I'm all in on Mr. Bean. Yeah. And then watched the second one and went, who the fuck likes this?
I think that no matter which thing you saw of his, the first thing you see, like I remember that same experience. Like, this is so funny. And then... Never really. I remember seeing the movie and being like disappointed that it wasn't at that same
movie
level.
Was rough.
Yeah, but maybe I don't know. Maybe it was just funnier when it was the earlier stuff.
I also think funnier maybe in little smaller snippets.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe the shtick gets old fast.
Yeah. Speaking of that, let's talk about you and your career. we are joined by one of the co-hosts of How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. Christine Kimmel is here. And I texted my beautiful wife this morning.
Yes.
And I will share this with you and Garen.
Okay.
That I texted her to say thank you for the episode with Brandi Posey for making me laugh this morning to take my mind off of what was happening.
Oh.
So I got to listen to you guys. And I will say this. It was How to Survive Firing. All right. Getting fired.
Yes, yes, yes.
And... Garen goes, hang on, let me turn my headphones up. And it made me laugh very hard. And then Danielle said a thing, and then you said a thing. Like, it was really funny. It was really, really great.
Thank you.
Brandi came on and ruined it all. that, of course, is not true. She tells two great stories.
Yeah,
one about putting out a fire and one about performing at a swingers club.
Oh, boy.
So she's great. Brandy's great. We've had her on the show. Yeah. She was here today in 2016.
Correct.
No way.
Yes. She was here the 2 days. Was it the 2 days or 1 day?
I think it was actually, it was a Thursday, so it must have been 2 days.
Or was it? Or did we have to do it early that week, too? No, I'm sorry. We did it.
I know we knew the results.
Here's
that's
what it
all
was.
I know.
How much did you guys cry with her?
I think I was still in the denial mode at that point, where I was like, this is going to get figured out. Like, this cannot be real.
I was like, Obama's going to fix this.
Yeah, like, this is something happened.
Yeah, this isn't
this
real.
Cannot possibly
this can't be what happened. I mean, she was up by 98% in the polls. How did this happen?
Yes, yes, yes.
And one day we'll find out.
Yes.
This day, you're this.
I'm today's Brandi.
You're today's Brandi. You're today's Brandi. You're a fine girl.
A fine girl.
A good guest you will be.
Such a good guest.
But your life, your love, and your lady. I don't know. Is a high end C. That's a callback to our own show. So, Chris, your show, as I've always talked about, I'm way behind. Clearly, I'm on the Brandi Posey.
That's fine. We're going to just keep making them.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing here, too.
What else are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Time to make the donuts, right?
I had an advertiser apologize to me. Hey, sorry for the radio silence. We've been very busy, blah, 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 blah. We'll connect. Then I said, we've been here 19 years. We're not going anywhere.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're ready, we welcome you onto the program. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question about that?
About advertising?
No. About the term radio silence.
Yeah.
What is the etymology? Do you know of that expression?
I always
sorry for the radio silence.
Yeah,
I think it's I think it's soldier related.
Yeah, I think it's like if you're in a situation in war and you don't want to be your location to be given away, you don't want to have your radio on because the enemy might hear it.
That makes
so
sense.
So you have to turn your radio off. So that's radio silent. I'm going radio silent because I can't communicate.
Well, we should know these things because, you know.
We're going to be in it.
We're going to be at war.
That's a good point. Did you guys all get your walkie-talkies?
I got my walkie-talkie. Okay, yeah. George Soros. Is that the name? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
George Soros came to my house and gave me a...
Good.
I think...
By the way, George Soros is so not a thing. I just had to ask that I get the name right.
Right, yeah. But because that fake fucking thing was replaced by an actual evil villain who spent $120 million of his own money to get Trump elected.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the good news is at least he can't be president. Well, unless they change the rules.
Well, right.
That's, you know.
He also doesn't need to be president because he's already going to have the power of the presidency at his fingertips just by pulling
Here's the beauty
Trump's
of that.
Strings.
Of your premise of if they change the rules.
Yes.
That would also mean then that Arnold Schwarzenegger could run. And I think Schwarzenegger wins.
Yeah, I do too.
That's true. That's a good point. He is the Terminator.
Yeah, he is. Isn't he, Chris?
But are you guys, here's what I'm.
The Presidentator. Go ahead.
Is Julia Roberts okay? Like, are we doing enough to protect her right now?
I don't know. We must protect her at all costs. Garen says that on a regular basis. Dolly Parton and Julia Roberts, we must put in bubble wrap.
We got to put her in, like, some kind of safe house, right?
Hopefully
she is the most vulnerable population right now. She is in the most danger.
I'm just hoping. I'm hoping she's connected with the two women from that commercial she voiced over, and she can find some solace in the women who made the they locked eyes. Did you see this ad?
Yes, I mean that's the whole premise of my bit.
Okay. you were looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Can I be fair? You were looking at him like, what are you talking about?
I know.
You looking at him like, yes, that was my bit?
I think my eyes are just perpetually confused now, and
that's
maybe
just gonna be
until
what you look
the
like.
End of my life.
Yeah.
You remember I put 5 in as the month.
Yeah.
Yes, we have paperwork that people have to fill out for SAG-AFTRA, and Chris, not on one line, but two, put down the month of May.
You know what? I think I'm trying to do time travel in any way I can.
Yeah.
Because when you see time travel movies or read books in time travel, sometimes they don't give a scientific explanation for time travel.
Yeah.
It's just they can do it. It just happens, which I appreciate more because whenever they try to explain it, it just makes it more hokey. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I do.
The explanation is always like, that actually isn't sound.
Right.
So for me, I'm just like, what if I just make the date May? And it works when you write it on a SAG-AFTRA paper. And then we get to go back to May and we do things differently this time.
Well, I will tell you, this I screwed up the paperwork for March, so maybe you can go back and fix that for us.
Yes, so,
yeah,
maybe.
This could be helpful.
This could be very, very helpful. But anyway, I go back to this. Thank you guys. I mean this sincerely. I thank How to Survive, you chirping hens, for honestly, I was able to get lost because I had a drive out to on Sherman Way, way up in north, for the doctor, and so I had a long drive. And I did not want to listen to CNN or MSNBC. And MLB baseball got on my nerves by just living their life.
Yes.
By doing a regular show.
Not acknowledging.
Like, that should be every channel should be like, Dodgers just won the World Series. But who fucking gives a shit?
Yes.
The country's on fire.
We may not have a season next year, depending on how our president, he might decide baseball's illegal.
Yeah.
That's what they should be talking about. Instead, they're talking about contracts and Pete Alonso. But I listened to your program, and I truly was able to zone out.
Oh,
for that little bit of time.
Good.
And when I say zone out, I mean I was still thinking about it, but I wasn't thinking about it, if that makes sense.
You weren't
totally
stewing.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was upset last night that I wanted at some point Rachel Maddow to go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I was impressed with their professionalism, but then there was that part of me that's like, what the fuck? Why are they not sort of... like, why aren't they saying what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah.
And then I curled in a ball and went to bed because I realized I had 2 shows to do and I needed to be funny. And so I curled up in a ball in my bed and I was like, what are some funny things I can talk about? And then I just went to sleep.
That was it.
That was it.
When did you, what time was it when you turned the TV on?
It was early.
6:30?
9. I made it at about 8 o'clock. I realized I got to feed my family. And I had this whole plan to do nachos and Rice Krispie treats. Oh. And because I had all these leftover marshmallows from Halloween. And I got so late with the Rice Krispie treats. My son, Benjamin, who I've talked about on this show before, who really likes to cook, finally just he just got up and made the Rice Krispie treats.
He did them.
He did them, and then brought them out to us while we were still watching, and that wasn't that bad at that point yet. Right. So we were all eating our Rice Krispie treats before dinner.
Pre-dessert.
I think
dessert.
That's kind of the way to do it, to be honest.
On a special occasion, that's not a bad idea.
And you're having it earlier.
It was an appetizer.
Yeah, it was kind of a it was a dessert appetizer, and then Benji kept going, do you think you're going to make dinner soon? Are you going to make those nachos? So I finally got up and made the nachos. By the time we sat down to eat the nachos, I was crying in the nachos. Because it was then that where it was like, it's not looking good.
Yeah.
That was like, so like Georgia and North Carolina had been called.
It was like North Carolina hadn't, but it was like, seemed like it
about
was.
To. Uh-huh.
And I thought, I don't need to watch. Like, I think the best thing for me would be to go to bed.
Yeah.
Because what am I doing?
That's kind of what Danielle and Oliver did. They made it go around 10 o'clock. I stayed on until 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And then I did something last night I have not done in a long time. I took a sleeping pill because I knew I would not be able to sleep. Mm-hmm. I knew I was like, if I don't take a sleeping pill, I will sit in front of this TV all night just hope, looking for hope. I don't.
Yes.
It's over. What about
there's
why
no
am
reason
I,
to watch?
Why am I watching?
Yeah. Like some kind of miracle. Yeah, that sort of last minute miracle. I thought about doing that, but I think I was so stressed the day before for some reason that I hadn't slept the night before, so I was really tired because I was around that time around 8. I was like, maybe I'd take a weed gummy.
Oh yeah, you're big in the weed.
Did you call Garen?
I have my own stash. Okay. We don't live close enough together for me to. Yeah. And his strength is higher than what I can manage.
Yeah,
Garen has, as I've maybe talked about before, got me too high once, where I couldn't feel my legs.
Yeah, you told that story.
Yes, so you know about this.
That story alone is scaring me away from weed gummies.
Well, you know, I can always hook you up, Jimmy. I take an amount that is like having a half a glass of wine, where you're just like, I actually could go to I went to a concert on gummies.
Who'd you see?
Joni Mitchell.
Oh, you were at the Joni Mitchell show as well.
Yeah.
It was Matt's wife.
Yes, sure.
Wonderful show. It was amazing.
And our friend Taylor, who was just on the show, was in the show.
Yeah, he was up there.
Taylor from Dawes?
Oh,
Taylor
nice.
Goldsmith from Dawes, yeah.
Yes.
He was on the stage, and then he was in this room.
Oh, my God. I have to touch one of you so that I...
Well, you're like, in the chair he was in. You're,
oh, yeah, so you don't need to touch anybody.
So I've basically sat on Joni Mitchell's lap.
I mean,
I think
if you want to hold this guitar that he played,
probably
it's out of tune.
Yeah,
you can.
I can't play it just like I can't play my own guitar that I've had for about 20 years.
Yep.
So anyhow, I thought about doing the weed gummy. I was like, I'm going to get high as a kite.
Yeah.
But my kids were up.
Yeah.
I don't want to be high around my kids and then have to try to not be high.
Right.
And also, I was like, maybe this is going to make me feel worse.
Yeah.
Like, what if I just start crying and I can't stop?
Hmm.
And you just cry forever.
Right. Yeah. Well, that could be happening anyway.
I might do that anyhow. So,
and again, man, I don't know what you have to do with the controls. Could you please turn Garen's mic down? Now, let me ask you a question, Chris. And someone asked you this off the air, but Garen's been, I would say, suspiciously quiet, but I don't think it's suspicious. I think we know why.
Yeah.
Was he quiet? You guys taped How to Survive today. Was he quiet on your program as well?
You know, he did a little chitty chatty.
Yeah.
But I think he was a little quieter. I think he's in grief. I think
he had a tough fucking night.
Yes,
he did. He and his friend watching the results.
Yeah, I think everybody's grieving and we have to figure out how to move through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be rough because we also know it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
That's what sucks is like there was like not hope necessarily, but we didn't know. Like when he got elected in 2016, it was like, well, I just have to, like, if this is happening anyway, we just have to hope that he somehow rises to the occasion. And he did not.
No, he's terrible.
But in the moment of, like, the post-election days, there was at least some negotiating within all of our minds. Like, I don't know, maybe he'll magically step into that office and get better at things. And
yes.
Like,
I thought about that today because, you know, they have to have that meeting where he goes now and will talk to Biden.
Yeah.
It's like, how does that go?
Right.
Biden's heard him call him stupid and dumb. And it's like now he's going to go, okay, welcome into the White House. Like, it's so fucking weird.
I know. Yeah. I feel like Biden is such a class act that he's still going to be so respectful
100%.
No matter what.
Right. How great would it be if he wasn't?
I would love that if he was
if Dark Brandon showed up?
If he just punched
he has
him.
That. Yes. He has that within him.
Yeah.
He does. And you know what? He might have, I'll say what the young people say, he's got no fucks to give.
He also has less boundaries probably because of the aging issue. You know, it's like some people, as they get older and maybe not as in possession of their faculties, and I'm not putting this on Biden, but we've seen a little bit of his slips.
Getting older.
Yeah, that he might just be like, you know, you're a fucktard.
Yeah.
Is that offensive to say fucktard?
I'm sure somebody will be offended by it, and you can address those to howtosurvive at gmail.com and not to this program, please.
I'll suggest a change. Fucktard.
Fucktard.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I apologize. That, you know what? I'm not doing my best today.
So if everybody
could just give me a pass.
Give her a fucking break.
Give me
what
a
do you think
break.
Steve Kornacki's doing today?
I don't know.
You think he's taking
pants.
A nap?
What do you think?
Washing his pants? Yeah.
Well, you know, ironing his sleeves.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe just leaving us the fuck alone.
Maybe dyeing his hair again because it's very dark for some reason.
He does have darker hair.
Yeah, but are you impressed with how much he knows?
He does know a lot, but last night it bothered me.
That he knowed so much?
I hated that they kept going to him.
I hated what he was telling me.
Everything was a bump.
The information he was giving
words.
Me. Yeah, I didn't want the information he was telling me to be true, and I didn't like how robotically and emotionlessly he was giving it to me.
He should have shown,
like, I know, as we talked about before, he's apparently a Republican, so then I'm projecting a lot of stuff on him.
He's a gay Republican.
No, those two things can't go together.
I know.
And then the third thing I know about him is that he's on the spectrum. So, like, I get it. He's maybe not the most emotive person.
Yes.
But in that situation, you just want someone to acknowledge, I'm sorry to deliver these numbers to you, because I know if you're watching this channel, you will not be happy to hear this.
Yes. See, that's the thing. Know your channel.
Yeah.
And because one could argue, well, at least somebody was just giving facts and with no bias.
But it's
on MSNBC.
But he seemed excited.
There is bias.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I kept wanting at some point Rachel Maddow to be like, God damn it, I'm sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm really fucking bummed, too.
I would have seen Nicole Wallace doing it before Rachel last night, because Nicole seemed really, really pissed off.
Yeah, yeah. So
Ari Melber, of course, just quoted rap and just kept moving on.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I said this on my show, too, but you know what? Let's pretend not all of your listeners listen to my show.
Oh, I think we could do that very easily.
But maybe you will start to listen if you enjoy me here.
Once you hear this nugget,
I'm not at my best today. This is not me at my best. As I said, I was watching with my kids. They're 12-year-old twins. My son turned to me, who watches a lot of America's Got Talent, which I don't because I'm not a fan.
He loves AGT. Who's his favorite of the judges?
I'm pretty sure it's Heidi Klum, based on his age. He turned to me and said, about Nicole Wallace, is that Heidi Klum?
Oh.
And I was like, mm-mm. But I'm going to reach out to her and let her know you said that.
That's going to make her dead.
I can't think of any woman on earth, that's 50, who doesn't want to be mistaken for Heidi Klum.
Yeah, right. Agreed.
And Nicole Wallace is a very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
But still, Heidi Klum.
It's Heidi Klum.
So.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun moment last night.
God bless the children.
Yes.
God bless America. Garrett, I see you glancing at your phone from time to time. Are you getting any, is it breaking news coming in?
No. I mean, aside from confirming that my dad voted for Trump.
That's been confirmed.
That has been
confirmed.
All right,
sorry.
You know what? Let me say it again. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'll say it a second time then.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness that you know that.
Yeah.
So what do you do now? So Christmas is not that far away. We're in November already. We're going to have, I think we're taking a week off, maybe a week and a half off. I forget exactly what we're doing. There was talk of you going back to Michigan on that break. Does this make you not make that trip? Do you still make the trip, see your mom and not see your dad?
I don't know.
And you see how I said Nazi, as if it was Nazi your dad?
We talked about it earlier that this might be it.
It's over.
This might be it.
Give it some time to think about it.
Well, let's be fair, Chris. First of all, there are a lot of kids that do that, because I believe our friend Jim Newman once said, your parents are just people.
Yes.
And you may not align with them. And, you know, if somebody was like that, if a friend was that way, you would not hang out with that person anymore. Mm-hmm. So, Jim Newman, but I will, I think Garen has, when you say give it a few days, I'm defending Garen here. I've known Garen now, 14 years? I think it's okay. I think he's given it time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he's given it plenty
of time. He's evaluated it. He knows exactly what's happening.
And I think that...
it's been reinforced.
I don't know all his family dynamics. I mean, I have complicated relationships with my family, and I have Trumpers in my family, and it's hard.
It's not even Trump, necessarily. It's that...
There are other elements.
Regardless of having two queer kids.
Mm-hmm.
What we went through when I went back last time, and then just to do it again, it's not. It's too. It's that's it. How many fucking chances does somebody need?
Agreed. Mm-hmm. And Garen, let's remember, this is a comedy show. I'm 100%. Please don't get it. 100% get it. I'm with you. I hear you. I hear you.
I don't get it.
I will say this, and this is not helpful to you in any way, shape, or form. My dad has made such a, and I mean this with no pun intended, a left turn that I know this is going to sound weird. I'm proud of him. My dad has, and I think Oliver is a big part of that. I think my dad mm-hmm. sees Oliver as the future, and like he's 81, 82. Oliver's the future. I'm going to support what is mm-hmm. leave this country in a better place for my grandson. Mm-hmm. And my dad is not the same guy that I talked to even 5 years ago.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's really
Trump turned him.
Yeah.
So he was a sort of classic Republican.
He was conservative, but he has voted for Democrats and Republicans in his lifetime.
My dad was the same, voted both Democrats and Republicans, and then I think he became very much a Democrat.
Oh, he did.
Post-Trump,
and that's what my dad
only watches MSNBC and is hardcore.
My dad said this. My dad
Democrat.
Said the people that, because he was raving about Michelle Obama's speech last mm-hmm. week, mm-hmm. and he said, the sad part is the people that need to see that speech don't watch the same shows we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, my dad would not have said that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so for him to have said that, it was like, I was glowing.
Yeah.
So that's my dad, Garen.
You won the dad lottery, Timmy.
In your
we
face.
Have cool dads.
Yeah. Our dads are the best.
It doesn't,
well,
my dad's always been a Democrat, so fuck
dads.
All y'all.
Oh, look at that.
My dad's dead.
Yeah. But
and was also a Trump.
But
had to have the white hat.
Yeah.
Didn't get the red one.
He had the white one.
Yeah. Hmm.
Do you think he would have gone dark?
Dark Brandon?
Dark MAGA?
Dark MAGA? No. He would think Elon Musk is a schmuck. Yeah. Although we did have, I don't know if we still do, we did have relatives in South Africa. But I don't know what happened with them.
Jeez.
How does that affect your thing with your dad, Garen? Knowing that Elliot might or might not have somebody in a different country.
Do you guys want to talk about not Trump?
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you got? For fun?
Yeah.
So I have a fun scenario for you guys to play around with.
Love scenarios.
Okay. Tell me what you think about this.
Are we going to do some space work? Are we going to get up out of our chairs?
Guys, we're going to do some light improv. shoot me in the head. No. So I had a small Halloween party at my house.
Okay. Wait, what's up?
Very small.
Oh, that's interesting.
You were invited.
Oh.
Danielle's never going to drive that far. And you know, I have pets in my house. You're not going to come.
I don't remember being invited, and I may have taken an allergy pill. And
okay.
Come.
Well, now, next time I know.
Were people costumed?
People were costumed.
Was it on Halloween night itself?
Yes.
I would have come.
Is it possible that Danielle preemptively said, Jimmy's never going to do that and didn't even tell you?
Oh, of course.
So, yeah. Mostly I held this because it was for my kids, the parents, friends of my kids, mm-hmm. because it was always held at someone else's house, but that couple divorced.
Oh,
boy.
Okay, and they lived in a really good neighborhood for trick-or-treaters, and they'd have it in their front yard. A lot of people would come. They'd stand out front and drink cocktails and dress up, and we'd watch the kids go by and hand out candy. Well, that got obliterated because that couple didn't stay married.
Yeah.
So the kids are kind of old enough to go trick-or-treating on their own now, but the parents still kind of want to hang out. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to do this now because mm-hmm. no one else can really do this. And we have a neighborhood that is conducive to some trick-or-treating down the street.
Don't you live on top of a mountain?
We do. We live on top of a mountain. And our neighbors, well, you know, they did the Kamala effigy.
Oh, what?
Do you know about this?
No, I don't know about this. Again, I'm behind on.
Okay, so.
How does it arrive with
did
Danielle
I talk
Christine?
About this on the show, the Kamala effigy? Okay, so.
Hang on, what was that?
That was Garen. He's got a microphone.
Oh, that's Garen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you forgot what his voice sounded
like. I did forget.
Like.
Okay.
So we have our neighborhood is mostly Democratic, I would say, or it's maybe split, but the signs basically would tell you it's mostly mm-hmm. for Kamala. But right next to us, we have people who were very Trumpy. They had a huge banner that said Trump was right about everything.
Oh, he's not.
Nobody is. I wouldn't say that.
Fair point.
That's a very fair point.
Would you put up a sign that said Obama was right about everything?
No, I would not.
No,
he was not.
Crazy.
And I have a poster in my house of Obama, but
what?
Like, yeah.
That's why I don't go to that party.
You know, I have the Shepherd Fairy.
You have the hope.
I have the hope.
She has one room of her house is decorated like a college dorm.
I do. It's all
got
concerts.
The Albert Einstein sticking his tongue out.
Yeah. You know what?
I've got the clocks.
So do I.
Salvador Dali clocks.
Clocks. Yeah.
So anyway, they have that. They have a fuck Joe Biden that we can see from our deck.
Not even let's go, Brandon. They just said, we're just going to say fuck Joe Biden.
You've seen that flag, haven't you?
They have the 1776. Sure, they have Blue Lives Matter. They're really going for like everything. And then a few days before Halloween, they had put up a sort of dummy, like a mannequin type woman's body with a Kamala masked head.
No.
And then when you drove by or walked by, it had a speaker with Kamala's words coming out, and it was saying, it was her speech of somebody asking her, would you have done things differently than Joe Biden? And she kind of says, like, you know, I agree with a lot of his policies. Essentially, I would have done a lot of the same things. Something along those lines. I don't remember the exact words.
Right.
Yeah. Repeating on a loop. And then a hand-painted sign next to it saying, we're not signing up for 4 more years of this chaos of Kamala. Oh, and she's wearing a shirt that's the hammer and sickle.
Oh, boy.
What the fuck?
And then they had another hand-painted sign that said, no to Kamala, and the K is a hammer and sickle, which doesn't even make sense because a K doesn't look like a hammer and sickle.
No, it does not.
So they're also not good at art.
Can I just, a quick side note, how I hate so much about this whole movement. One of the things is how they just steal whatever is being leveled at them legitimately. They'll just steal it and be like, no, that's you.
You're a communist.
Yeah, it's like, no, like when we say you're a fascist, it's because you're doing fascist things and you're saying fascist things. You are sounding like you want to do authoritarian things that there's a historical precedent for. And they're like, no, you're the fascist. Like, based on what? What the fuck was fascist about the last 4 years?
What
don't point to anything.
Done at all that's remotely like communist,
right? Not, also, which is two completely different ideologies.
Yes.
You can't like stack them
or Marxism or whatever they're trying to say. Yeah. Like,
is this the part where we're not talking about Trump?
No, we're talking about Kamala. I mean,
that's how this whole segment was introduced.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry, I went off script.
No, but in fairness, you had to because we did not know about this.
Yeah, that's
I had to explain.
Yeah.
This is not where my kids are going to trick or treat.
Right.
Side note: these neighbors are very nice. They give us huge gifts at Christmas.
How could they be nice?
Listen,
this is their.
Can I tell you what my daughter said that I think is the wisest thing?
Yes.
You can be nice, but not good.
Wow.
You can be a nice person, but not a good person.
Wow. Alex said that.
Yeah.
That's very profound.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So they're nice people.
And depressing.
That are not good people. And yeah. I mean, listen, my brother is a very nice person. I also think he has a lot of good qualities, who really believes in all of the Trump, don't get a vaccine because they're tracking your DNA, and I believe in his economic policies, blah, blah, blah.
Why do you believe in his economic policies? Because he played a guy that was successful on a TV show?
I guess.
Also, what are his economic policies?
I don't know.
Other than tariffs.
You know.
A thing everyone says is a terrible idea.
Again, you know.
Is this anything? There's a song by The Knack called O Tara. If I did a parody called "Oh Tariffs," do you think that would get some play?
Sure.
You think I could get on radio with that?
This is the perfect time.
Oh tariffs! Oh no!
You should not try it.
I probably should get.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, let's tune that guitar.
One thing about parody songs, I know for a fact, is that if no one knows the original song, they're going to love it.
All right.
So, trick or treating. So,
yeah.
You're having this party.
Having this party.
What if then the house has nothing to do with it? She just like had to tell us about that.
It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't.
we already knew that.
Oh, I thought that was going to come into play.
No, it only comes into play that they can't trick or treat there.
So they're going to go walk far away and go trick or treat, and the adults are going to hang out. And the part of the story I want to get your guys' opinion on,
yes,
is that a couple shows up, and she's dressed as a disco queen. This is a white Swiss couple.
These are Swiss?
You're dealing with
Swiss people, yes.
Oh.
You know, my kids went to like a foreign language school for elementary, and so we have we hang out with a lot of international people. Life is fucking glamorous.
They must love you up on the mountain. That must remind them of
home.
They
do. They yodel. Do Swiss people yodel?
Probably.
Yeah.
Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
Or they got that big horn that goes down the hill.
Wooden shoes. Tulips.
Can't make a decision about anything.
Ricola.
Nope.
We may be in Denmark territory.
The
yodeling is Swiss. Isn't that Swiss?
It's Swiss, Alpine.
Swiss-miss?
It's Alpine. So Switzerland is one of them. There's a little bit of Northern Italy in there, yeah.
Crinkle your bag.
Austria.
So she's disco queen. He is dressed in full authentic mariachi.
Oh, wow.
Gear.
Okay.
And the big hat.
Okay.
And
he's a very white man.
And does his face painted in Day of... Wait.
No.
Day of the Dead.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy.
And I felt an internal discomfort that was pretty strong, but I was like, okay, cool. Later, I found out my husband Sven felt that same internal discomfort.
He did.
Pretty strongly.
And he's from Germany.
He's from Germany, so he can, you know, feel internal discomfort about a lot of things.
What was it? He had his costume was that armband?
Yes. Every year.
Every year?
It's just so easy.
It was passed down from his grandfather. But then, you know, we have friends who are our Latino friends who showed up, mm-hmm. and our Argentinian friend who showed up, and
running a fucking Benetton ad over there.
Our house is a Benetton ad, and I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, what was the feedback on this?
Everybody, you know, they were really like, oh my God, that's so nice. You look so good, because they're very nice people. But like, the husband had brought his brother who had just gotten in from Mexico, and I was like, how does this feel for them? I felt like I needed to, like, go, I'm sorry.
Well, but maybe you didn't have to.
But maybe I didn't, because I guess my question is this offensive? Is this honoring? Does it depend on the person who's... What do you guys think about it? What do you guys... Do you have an opinion?
I think that you... I don't know if you did a white
knight. I don't think it's your... Yeah, you don't have to... It's not your fault.
Like
You don't owe anyone any apology. But I think, like, that guy maybe... should reflect on it a little bit. I do know, I think I read somewhere that Day of the Dead is not this long-standing Mexican tradition. It's a pretty recent sort of invention, and so okay. I don't know that there's like a deep cultural attachment to it for people from Mexico.
Maybe this guy's really into the Day of the Dead too. I mean,
right.
Well, it feels like, I was thinking about Hollywood's Forever Cemetery has this big Day of the Dead celebration, and I'm like, I'm sure it's a lot of white people doing.
Oh, I would imagine
going there.
Mostly.
A lot of hipsters doing their faces up, and so I'm like, it feels like it's maybe fine, but
I think
also,
it'd be more offensive if he just had maybe without the Day of the Dead makeup,
just
maybe.
The mariachi costume,
right?
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to. It's sort of this thing where it's like. What's the intention is almost kind of part of it. But also, I said to my husband, I said, it feels like it's not up to me to decide if it's offensive. Also, it's maybe the Latino culture's decision. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I can, it's not my call to be offended.
Right, exactly. This has come up at when our kids were younger. Like, you know how every Disney movie spawns a bunch of costumes that are readily available everywhere. But a lot of their characters are like Moana is Polynesian or whatever.
Yes.
Pacific Islander. And the movie Coco is the Mexican culture. Like there's a lot of different things that maybe a white kid shouldn't wear, but they might love the movie. And then you're put in this position of like, well, are you supposed to say, no, you can't have that? Or no, it's fine. Like it's honoring
I think it's fine.
Yeah. But some people, there's different people feel differently about it. Like I don't know that it, like you said, maybe it's not my place to say whether people should feel offended or not offended by it. Some people might. And I guess if that's their culture, it's
so that Moana costume is only for Polynesian people. That's
it's a pretty narrow band.
Yeah, you're
of
not
going to
get
right?
that many people.
I think
to,
it's a costume for children to be their favorite
this
character
also,
from a Disney film.
This also extends to like doing schools like shows, plays and musicals where if you're doing Moana, do you need to find someone from that
of
heritage
color, or
to
of
do
color?
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly. tricky.
Well, that's the big story. I mean, that's the conflict in Hollywood in general.
Yes.
Like,
right.
But that's why there's actors.
Right.
And,
but also when you're talking about children at a school, it's like you've only got the people who are, you know, at your disposal to play the parts. I guess you could say, well, then we're never going to do all of these. This whole list of things can never be done because.
Well, but Scarlett Johansson could do all of those.
that's right. Just get her.
I think in this case, I'm going to quote my buddy Freud. Yeah. Sometimes a costume is just a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot, what do you think?
So.
In your face, dumb fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you had your eyebrows raised at one point, though. It sounds like you've got something to say.
I just think the simplest thing is if there are people there who you think might have a problem, just ask them. Does this bother you? and then go from there.
But what if they didn't even think about it? And then you go up to them and go, hey, does that bother you? And then they're like, well, it didn't.
Well, now you mention it.
Now that you mention
it. You're kind of making it weird.
I think as the host, you do have some responsibility for that, even though somebody just shows up and
you
didn't
ask. You
think so? Yeah, because I don't host parties because I feel like being a host of a party gives you certain responsibilities to make sure everybody's having a good time, make sure the food keeps flowing, all that kind of stuff. So to me, yeah, if you're the host of the party, you want everybody to have a good time, you know. And so I would surreptitiously, I'm not asking you to tell me whether everybody would like this. Do you personally think that's cool? And then leave it at that.
I'm going to say this. I mean this very sincerely. It's going to sound like I'm making a joke, but I'm not. As we all know, that my wife and I have a very small family-centric holiday party at our house that everybody in this room has been invited to. Mm-hmm. Elliot is no longer invited.
You just can't take the responsibility of entertaining him.
Now that I know that it's on me for him to be entertained.
Right. Now you know what he expects.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of hassle.
I mean, I do show up with my arms crossed every time I go to any event.
By the way, Irma being in the picture completely changes.
Yes, now they definitely don't get invited.
What?
I don't need her holding court all fucking day. No, of course it's good. No, it's a joy with her.
Yeah,
getting
exactly.
Invited.
And she would love to experience the latkes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, again, I can't be more. This is a very small function.
And we just can't squeeze one more person in.
Yeah. Well, luckily, Garen didn't show up last year, so that was your plus one was not a problem, Elliot.
How about this? How about Irma's invited, but not Elliot? He's already been.
I will say, can I say this in all fairness? Mm-hmm. Elliot is a wonderful house guest.
Yes.
He is a. He's delightful in small doses. And Garen, I'm not kidding. If you don't show up this year, you're fired.
All right.
I'm your boss. You show up to my fucking party.
All right. Let's see how much the Ubers cost.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
To Elliot's
although we have some money coming your way, right? You didn't give it to him yet. Right? The money.
No, you're right.
Yeah, you got some money. We'll talk about it out of the air. You got some money coming.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, I need it.
Bet about Trump.
What's that?
The bet you had with him about Trump?
Yeah.
Garen bet $1,000 that Trump would win.
I agree. I sure did. I got to go to a few places and collect.
good for you. Now, hey,
what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, to Elliot's point, we did check in with our Latino friends.
You did?
Via text the next day.
And
just say, hey, you know, we were just checking in because we didn't know how that would feel and if that was awkward.
That's very nice of you.
And we're good friends with them, so it didn't feel like we were going to put anything in their head that kind of wasn't already there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, it's fine. We didn't think he meant anything like, you know, we didn't think the intention was
right.
Negative.
Taco emoji.
Just made myself laugh.
Sombreros.
Do you think like people from Europe, do they sort of get a little more leeway because it's just like, well, they don't know any better. You know what I mean? Like they're coming from a totally different world.
These are the Swiss.
Yeah, I think there's. Definitely, like,
I mean, maybe I shouldn't give them a pass, but it's almost like you're coming from so far away. They might like
I mean,
if you're Swiss, you could go.
They've lived here for a long time, since college.
They should know better.
I think they should know, but I also, again, I'm like, I'm not even sure if it's offensive. You know, like
they're embracing a culture that they're now living in.
Yes,
and that's I think
and
that
maybe
too,
honoring it. It's that tricky thing where it was like 1 year I didn't. My daughter, remember the Descendants?
Yeah.
This was a show kids loved that was an offshoot of Disney.
It's the children of the villains from like Snow White and Sleeping Beauty, and they all go to a boarding school together.
And they're good at singing, and they're kind of sexy. Like they're obviously. It's getting into that where like kids look sexy.
It's a little sexy.
And I'm Alex listening. Wanted to be she wanted to be one of them, but she wanted to be the African-American one, and I was like, that's fine, but the wig was dreadlocks.
No, she cannot do that.
And I was like, nope, can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree with that.
So she was like, why? And I was like, because I think you're white and it's not a good look.
So just to play devil's advocate, like, why can't she do that?
Yeah, I know.
Moana's okay.
I know.
It's confusing.
I just talked on both sides of my mouth. Mm. But I think a little kid showing up with dreadlocks seems more offensive than just being a girl in hula skirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think it's just like, you know it when you see it kind of thing, or hopefully. For me, that was like a no, but then last year she was Ice Spice and had a big orange afro.
Love it.
But I did research online and I was like, I kind of did this sort of thing where it was like, well, from what I can read about what, like, the black community says, that it's okay for you to dress as a black cultural icon if you're white, if it's honoring it and you're not parodying it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you obviously no blackface, don't do any features exaggerating, like you're going to stuff your butt really big or whatever it is you think that seems like you're parodying it. But if you're doing it in honor of the costume.
I guess they don't want this to be an accurate costume then. Stuff on that butt.
That's Matt Bell, that's a joke. I'm offended by it.
But it's also weird because it's like, but it does reflect maybe more of what that person looks like. But it's like, no, just don't do that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
You can just wear an outfit that they're famous for wearing.
Yes, wear the outfit.
That kind of, I think it's better to be a specific person than just a group. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Rasta man, like, that's not great. But if you're just like, I'm Bob Marley, maybe that's a little less terrible.
But also, if for me, I'm like, if it's on the fence, how about just let's pick something else?
Right. Yeah, we can come up with something else.
Yeah.
I went as co-chiefs this year. Nobody's offended by that.
From the Warriors?
No.
But it would have been okay if you were Chief Wahoo.
Oh, yeah. He's got that smiley face.
Yeah. He's happy.
Yeah, the country went to shit when they changed the name of the Indians to the Guardians. Shut up, you fucking hillbilly.
He's not wrong.
I mean,
Darren.
Maybe they'll bring him back.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's the first.
Oh, that's the first thing he's gonna do.
That's the first action.
Everything's on the table.
Who's back?
We're back. The Redskins are back. The whole thing.
And thank God we can say Merry Christmas again. Let's think of the positives.
Oh my God! In fact, we have to. That's the only thing we're allowed to say to each other.
I'll say it right now. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas,
Chris. On your most recent episode that I listened to, the one with the Brandy Posey.
Yes.
You're talking about how to survive getting fired. One of the things on there, and you guys had a little bit of a conversation about it, and I thought it was kind of fun. It said that when you leave, to write a thank you note to the person that fired you.
Yeah.
And you and Garen and Danielle all kind of at the same time went, oh, no. I think that sounds like horrible advice.
Well, I think it was more in this sort of like, you work in the corporate world, and this is a person you're going to have to use again as a reference.
Oh, did it get that far? I stopped listening. I couldn't take your voices anymore.
I can barely listen to myself in this moment we're in. The idea being, you're going to need to use this as a reference, and you want to be able to use it as a reference.
But you were, that person fired you.
Depends on why.
So
though,
if you say, hey, thanks a lot for the job, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you think they're going to give you a better reference than if you didn't write that note?
I guess, yeah, that's the idea. I mean,
I would feel so spineless.
I think that's a whole world that you and I can't fathom.
We don't live in that world. We don't, thank goodness. I mean,
thankfully never had to have that kind of job.
That's true. Well, you know, I did with MCM.
Oh,
records.
That's true, yeah.
So
you didn't write a thing. Well, you didn't. You quit. So.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that as I was listening to this program of theirs. You know, I've told the story before. I would do a very truncated version of it.
Do you mean a truncated version?
The day that I gave, you know, he gave me the ultimatum day one. Hey, you got to decide. You're going to be a stand-up comedian or work for us at MCA Records. I said, I'll think about it. Let me tell you in the morning. He couldn't believe that I had to do that because I had an amazing job at MCA Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not a funny comedian. I think that played more into it. I then came in the next morning and said, and went into his office, said, you got a minute? I'm giving you my 2-week notice.
Okay.
And while I was sitting there, he got a phone call from his boss, and basically his boss was firing him.
Oh, no.
And he's on speaker, and the guy's like, Jim, you probably want to take me out. His name was Jim. You probably want to take me off speaker. He's like, I got Jim Pardo in here. He just gave me his notice. Yeah. Could you take me off speaker? I got to talk to you about something. He's like, does it make any difference if I say Jim Pardo has given his notice? Does that change anything we're going to talk about? Like, he knew what was happening.
Wow.
And in retrospect, I was thinking about it. I was only quitting because he gave me the ultimatum.
Huh?
Had I just in that moment went,
never mind.
Wait a minute. Never mind.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me another day. He would have been fired. He's gone.
Yeah.
And now I wouldn't have had to quit.
And then maybe the next guy is like, he's fine with you. Going,
he wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't know. Right, he would have said, you know.
Or you would have gotten his job.
No.
And you'd be president of MCA Records.
Right now.
Oh, the defunct. As a reminder, my office, I shared it with the office supplies. That was my office. I was given the choice, partner up with somebody in an office, or every now and then somebody will come in to get the office supplies. I went, yeah, office supplies. Because I'd have my own office.
Yeah.
And every now and then, hey, can I get some tape? Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, Jim. A sad street urchin has just walked in and has a question for you.
Oh, Garen Cockrell question?
Yeah. Do you think he knew that that was a possibility and that's why he gave you that ultimatum? Like, I have to cut budgets.
Oh, no, it wasn't budget. No, they were going to replace me.
Oh, okay.
It was strictly. Let's be very fair. I was not doing my job.
Mm.
I was not going to the accounts I was supposed to be going to because I was going to open mics or I had this office with the office supplies calling bookers and other comedians and not doing my job. So he said, you got to make a decision. And he was right. By the way, he was 100% right.
Yeah.
In fairness, he should have said,
you're fired.
Hey, you're fired. You're not doing your job.
Yeah.
But you could have
written that thank you note.
thank you so much for it. You know what? He did take a chance on me. I did not hate him the way that everybody else hated him. Mm-hmm. But I wish in that time, I had already in my mind went, I'm quitting. But I wish in retrospect I wouldn't have because I could have had another year of making great corporate money.
Sure.
And getting better as a comedian.
Yeah. But maybe you wouldn't have. I mean, when you're forced to get out there. I mean, look, by your own admission, you weren't good. But if it's all you've got, you sort of are forced to work harder.
But I was forced. What I ended up having to do was really shitty one-nighters,
yeah,
8 hours apart from each other. And
it made you the man you are today.
It did. But it would have been nicer to make that money and stay home,
yeah,
and do just the local gigs at night.
Right.
That was in Chicago?
It was in Chicago. And it wasn't what it is today when you're performing locally. There were real audiences because
yeah,
it was the late 80s. Yeah. So it wasn't me performing for other comedians. It was me performing, all of us performing for people.
Yeah.
So I should have done that. And I thought about that when I was listening to you ladies cackle on and on.
Boy, we do.
I mean, it really is unlistenable.
I agree. I never re-listen.
If I wasn't in love with one of the people on that show, I wouldn't listen.
I know
it's
you.
It's time that I tell Garrett my thoughts. Oh, my God. Remember yesterday? This is 100% true. So yesterday, I was FaceTiming with Danielle because I once again forgot to bring some stuff home. Mm-hmm. And so I had to direct her to the hallway and as to where to get it.
Yes.
So she's on FaceTime. And then I said, hey, that's pretty heavy. You probably should get Garen to help. And then here comes Garen in his tank top. So perfect for what he has to do if he's lifting.
Yep.
And so they help. And I go, okay, great. Yeah, bring that home. Thanks. Love you guys. And then Danielle goes, love you too. And then I hang up. And then I call back and go, yes, I do love Garen as well. Right, Garen?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it was very nice.
See, you do still have a dad.
Yes, I do.
My pleasure.
That's your new daddy.
Happy to help.
When you left Chicago and came here, did you have to work shitty jobs or were you already
here?
Like, yes.
No, I was.
You were a stand-up.
Here's what I did. I was a stand-up and I was a headliner.
Yes.
And what I did was, and again, it all worked out, but I would go on the road for 6 weeks,
mm-hmm,
and then be here for 4 weeks. Then the road for 6 weeks, be here for 4 weeks. And that I had to go for 6 weeks to pay my bills. Meanwhile, I didn't do any open mics around L.A. I didn't, which I should have done. My ego did not allow that. It was like, I'm a headliner. I'm not going to go to, you know, Borders Books and do a spot. Like, meanwhile, other comedians did. And I should have done that. I also... my roommate at the time was Pat Francis, and then Graham Elwood and a couple other people. They all got a telemarketing job. And I tried that for one day and I couldn't do it.
It sucked.
Yeah, I did. At the first break, I went outside and it was just like, I can't do this. And I came back in and I just went up to the boss's desk and I went, I'm out. and he goes, what? I go, I can't do this. He goes, all right, come back Thursday for your check. Which makes me think, that happens every day.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
But,
yeah.
But I had heard stories about how much fun Graham and Pat were having. They're like, we just laugh all day, Shooter. We just laugh all day. It's just stupid. We sit in the back. We laugh. Sometimes we call each other. Like we do. I'm in on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't happen that day. And my seat was right next to the fucking that guy's desk. So like I'm calling people about toner. Like, and I probably would have been good at it had that guy not been right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could have been fun.
Awful.
It didn't work out.
We got to take a break. Hey, everybody. Sorry about that break. As we all know, when a doctor calls, I must take that phone call.
That's a new theme song we need.
Oh, yeah.
When a doctor calls.
I like that.
Yeah.
By the way, I heard I read an interview. Nope, wrong. Friend of the show, Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, posted a blog about how his... you know, he had to take a break from the road because of his voice. Mm-hmm. And along with his wife's support, this doctor and my throat doctor, Dr. Joe Sugarman,
hey.
I'm on the mend.
Great.
And Dr. Joe Sugarman, as we know, is also my throat doctor.
Whoa. Yes.
He is the throat doctor to the stars, Elliot.
I'm trying.
He is the throat doctor to the stars, Elliot.
Sugarman.
There it is.
Sugar Man.
All right, I want to just cut off at the pass all the comments that are like, oh, you should. I typed into iTunes, sugar, did not come up because for Apple, Sweet Sugarman being all one word, it cannot parse sugar as being part of that word.
That's just
so. Well, maybe put in sweet next time.
Well, I thought it was two. I thought it was going to be two words. I didn't think it was going to be Sweet Sugarman.
I get it.
I don't know why I was so tickled by his impression of how the fans would react to that. It's like a bear waking up from hibernation.
But Chris, that jingle tells you just how often I go see Joe Sugarman. That a song had to be made for it.
Yeah.
But what I want to have happen is to get at some point maybe get Kevin Cronin in this studio, and then say, hey, you and I have something in common. Hit it. And then he goes, I don't know, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I go,
it's a song about Joe Sugarman.
And he'll go,
all right. You go, oh, is that right? And then walk right out. Is that right? All right, listen, let's do this. It's time for this. Mm-hmm. Wait. Start with that.
It's the letter game, starting with the letter game. Hope my guess is better. You start with the letter and end with the name. It's the never not funny letter game.
Hey, I jumped to the letter game, but I apologize. I had to take that phone call. Were we in the middle of a conversation that I just ended?
I don't remember.
We probably were talking about something. Yeah, we usually are.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm on 2 hours of sleep. I don't know what the fuck.
You didn't sleep a lot.
No.
None of us did.
I
took a sleeping pill and still didn't sleep a lot.
I was telling you, when you left the room, I was saying that I was so tired when I went to bed and yet then could not sleep. And that's the worst feeling.
That's the worst.
Because you're just like, my mind was just spinning. And so I guess I eventually fell asleep, but then just kept waking up every hour. And yeah, sucked. But
it, as Danielle pointed out, and then we'll get to the letter game.
Also, let me just quickly say, I know I'm a white guy. I'm going to be fine. But I still think this is a fucking horrible thing. Like, I don't want to make people feel like, what the fuck's he complaining about? I get it.
I'm
well off. Like, I'm okay. But
that's what Danielle said yesterday. We voted for other people.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. In our bubble of Hollywood, we're going to be fine. We voted for other people.
Yeah, because we have the capacity to think of others.
Yes. So that is.
And also the good of the people is the good of the country, you know, like that does help everyone when everyone, you know, you can lift people up.
I tuned into this show for comedy.
Anyway, go ahead. I cut you off.
No, I'm with you. I wanted to say that because Danielle made that point. Like, you know, other than which is coming up faster than I would like it to, Medicare, which may not be around because this dickhead wants to get rid of it. And Social Security. Other than that, which is that's what impacts me or my father. Mm-hmm. You know, who could is on it at the moment. Good sentence, Jim. I'm voting for women's rights. I'm voting for gay rights. I'm voting for trans rights. And none of that's in my house, but I'm voting for it because I give a shit about others.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm great.
Right.
I'm just saying that depresses me that some people now I see my friend Garen be depressed.
Yeah. And also, if this idiot tanks the economy, it does affect all of us.
Well,
sorry. Garen's thing just fell down in an interesting timing.
Oh, I see.
I don't want to put a wrench in your guys's. It's not going to affect me. Thinking because yes, you are the most protected as white guys. Mm. But it's really going to fuck up the environment that is on the brink of collapse and extinction.
100%.
And as Californians who are feeling climate change very strongly, and like if you're in Ohio or Michigan, you're a little bit more, I don't want to say immune, but they are not as aware of what
they're more insulated.
Mm-hmm. It's a little more boring climate wise. Yeah. You can live there and not be as aware of what's going on because you're not constantly being affected by drought, floods, wildfires, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're in a wildfire alert right now for the next 3 days.
Oh, I did not
we're
know
in
that.
A high danger level because of the winds and the dryness.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, any one of us, could, you're less likely where you live, but like we could lose our house anytime in a wildfire or lives.
Yeah.
So, should I stop throwing my cigarette out the window?
Nah, I think you can still do that.
Okay,
I think that's
sure.
Still.
That hits cement.
It's encouraged.
Okay.
Smoke them if you got them. Oh, I would love to have a cigarette.
I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
No, it's gross.
Oh,
you're filthy.
I'm not doing it.
You're filthy.
I want it.
Let me ask you a question. When you say that, like, Matt and I are more protected than anybody else, I'm only 5'4". You think that applies to me? I got to imagine I'm the first one they beat up.
You might get your ass kicked.
Yeah. Oh, look at that little guy with his mouth.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
They might come after you.
They ram a Trump flag up my ass.
Well, I mean, that's another thing. Like, there's two aspects of this that apply more directly to us, which is whether it's Trump or if the Project 2025 thing actually does get implemented, which is an open question. He says he's not going to do it. And honestly, he doesn't. Look, he's a loose cannon. He'll do whatever is best for him. So he may not do what they want. But he has said that he doesn't like when people say bad things about him. So
all of us doing what we do here is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and if not us, then friends of ours who are maybe more known for that. So,
well, I did wonder about what you know, Jimmy Kimmel. He, like, Trump constantly talks about how much he hates Jimmy Kimmel, and like, I don't know what he can really do about it, but he might try to do something.
I could see him punishing journalists. I could see him trying to get rid of the New York Times. I could see him dismantling media institutions.
Yeah, like taking away licenses.
I can see a lot of that.
Talked about that.
And that's something that's possible. It's not a constitutional thing.
Yeah. He doesn't care about the role of governance. No. He doesn't care about the institutions or running it. He doesn't want to do that, actually. I think he really just cares about power. And being a strong, like, and seeking revenge, and righting the wrongs of who he thinks has hurt him. And I actually don't think he really cares about enacting abortion stuff. Like, he cares about that to get elected.
Right.
But I don't actually think he cares about putting in abortion legislation. No. He got the Supreme Court justices in that he wanted to. And I don't really think he has it out for trans people. I think the people who he's going to put in power do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And he will put those in.
And he doesn't care what they want. Like, he's fine with them pursuing that because it doesn't affect him at all. So he's just like, yeah, if you guys want to go wild on trying to take away trans rights, that's fine with
me. But I don't think he has
I'm not gonna like break my back trying to help you do it because I'm not gonna make an effort to
do
anything.
He doesn't have a dog in that fight.
But did you guys hear how great I am for why I voted?
You are a real hero.
I mean, thank you. I mean, that's
you
what
voted for other people.
I feel like an asshole having said that out loud. I made a joke about it. I didn't mean to virtue signal.
All right.
Thank you, Gary.
There's a lot of reasons. There were a zillion reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, and there was a zillion reasons to not vote for Donald Trump.
100%.
And yet here we are.
Here's what's that I'm just suddenly realizing that is fascinating to me. We were talking about climate change. Every state that was just fucking decimated by a monster major hurricane,
voted
every single one of them went to Trump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the path of the flips went right up the fucking coast there.
Because they don't believe it.
They're not making that connection at all.
They're not making the connection.
And FEMA under Biden helped them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he told...
there's another thing, by the way, and that's the Robert Kennedy Jr. thing.
Yeah, that's the best part about this. We get this guy.
Finally, I don't have to drink fluoride water anymore.
Finally.
Stop making me get vaccines all the time.
My teeth are so strong. I hate it.
Like, that seems like the most plausible thing that will actually happen, that he will get appointed to that, and what the actual fuck.
Although, I guess he did say this morning, wasn't it this morning, RFK said, I'm not taking away people's vaccines?
Well, he's not going to take them away, but he's not going to help them.
Like, no, if there's a pandemic, we're fucked, because he's going to go, we don't know anything about this vaccine.
We're going to be very careful, and we're going to slow roll it out because we want to make sure. And, you know, it's going to sound plausible.
There's a lot of...
It's going to sound grating because of his weird voice.
Oh, yeah.
But poor Cheryl. Poor Cheryl.
Oh, she didn't know what was coming. Cheryl. She couldn't see that. No.
Poor Cheryl.
Happened to her maybe getting a divorce. Remember that?
She's not going to because she's at Mar-a-Lago watching the fucking results come in.
Yeah. Mm.
Was she there? I don't know. That's true. I just made some grand statement that I don't know anything about.
I'm going to assume so.
I believe he was there, as was Roger Stone and Musk and some other...
Boy, that is Batman. Like a rose tower. Yeah, I was going to say.
Tulsi Gabbard.
The Sinister Six over there.
I'll use my boy's word. Just garbage people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say they were deplorables.
The deplorables. That's the movie.
Yeah. There's nothing bad can come of saying that out loud.
I think it's fine for me to see it.
It turns out it was true. Oops.
All right. Listen, Chris, we're thinking of a drama movie.
Okay.
That begins with the letter K. We're trying to match Elliot. He's had the con now for 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was Jay. What did you go with? You went with
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Right.
Okay. Which was, in retrospect, a very good thing that someone should have thought of.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you did.
I did.
I had your backup.
Yeah. Had you said what I said, was Jaws, I would have said Jerry Maguire.
Which I thought maybe Elliot would be pedantic and say that's a horror movie, which wouldn't count.
Well, and I thought y'all be pedantic about it, so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What are you doing with y'all for?
Because it's about? A better...
It's better than
he's
guys?
Just adjusting collect, to yes. the new world.
Yeah, right.
Then I'm included. But it does sound weird. It is hard to use y'all when you're not from the South. Mm-hmm.
I try not to put too much of a twang on it, but it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
Because y'all just... You want to. You want a twang.
Y'all. It's fun.
Needs a twang.
It's fun y'all. To say. Folks. How about folks? It doesn't come as easily to me, folks. I try to use it sometimes, but...
Yeah, it doesn't sound right coming out of your mouth either.
Mm. What about gang? Hey, gang.
No, it's yours.
Hey, gang. I'll say this, gang.
Gang. Actually, if I did it that way, it might look right coming out of me. Gang?
No.
Garrett finally pipes up. Doesn't say anything, but just takes him out at the knees with one noise. All right, so you're thinking of a drama that begins with the letter K. What do you think, Chris?
I'm supposed to say it?
Yeah.
I've got it.
Into the microphone.
Time.
All right, here it is, guys.
Yeah?
Are you ready?
Yeah,
I
ready.
Say, guys.
You're trying to guess what he's thinking, right?
I can't even do that.
Of course not.
But my movie is Clute.
Nice.
Wow. Ooh, oh, the great Jane Fonda film.
Yeah.
That's a real Democrat right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she went to jail for it.
Yeah.
Probably for what, an hour or two?
Guys, do you want to hear my Jane Fonda story?
Yes.
Yes. Sure.
I made her a martini once.
Where and why?
Well, when Trump was elected the first time, a lot of women formed an activist group called Feminists in Action, and I was a member, and we would all get together and cry and then figure out how we were going to save the world. And it was actually a lot of women. It's still going strong. Look how much we've done.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
We're really doing it. And one of the meetings, Jane Fonda came and spoke.
Wow.
Nice.
Because you might not be surprised to know that if you have a bunch of women who are activists who meet in L.A., somebody's going to have a connection to Jane Fonda.
Somebody knows Jane, yeah.
And so the woman who was connected to Jane Fonda raised her hand and said, does anyone know how to make a martini? And I raised my hand immediately, even though I don't, because I was like, I'm going to fucking make that martini for Jane Fonda. So I Googled it because I'm like, yeah. And I had a shaker and the stuff. And she likes this kind of vodka. And I was like, I can go buy that bottle. Or maybe it was gin. She liked a gin martini. So I bought it and I had it all ready. And then got there and I shook it and I made it for her and I put it on ice. I'm sure it tasted terrible. And I handed it to her and she said, you're so wonderful for doing this for me. And she gave me a big hug. Aww. She smelled really good and looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Her body was incredible.
Yeah, she was an oversized, jazzercise.
She does, you know, her own workout.
Yeah.
Was she wearing the leggings?
She was not, but she was wearing like really tight pants and a really tight sweater. And I was like, how are you more beautiful than anyone else in this room? And you're like 50 years older than all of us. Mm-hmm. 40, well, maybe years older.
I think we know why.
Because she's Jane Fonda.
Hollywood
magic.
The magic. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my Jane Fonda
that's
story.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Hugging Jane Fonda. I would lead with that more so than the martini thing. Like getting to hug her is amazing.
Yeah, that was just the icing on the cake. Yeah.
I once gave Henry Fonda chocolate milk.
No, you didn't.
No. No, I didn't. Chris. No, you're right to guess. No, I didn't.
I gave Peter Fonda a handjob.
Oh,
wow.
Now that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That I believe.
That's why you have that bandage on your head.
That's right. You guys got strong shot.
I've seen a Bridget Fonda movie.
Oh, poor Bridget Fonda. She gets destroyed by the paparazzi
these
days.
What happened to her?
She went away and just became a person, and she's an asshole for doing that.
Why would she do that? What's so great about being a fucking person?
Here, here.
I mean, she's already got Fonda money. What else does she need to do?
I guess she's got Fonda money.
Yeah.
Who's her dad, Peter?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's your dad?
Yeah.
I think so.
What was his great movie? Fool's Gold? Was that him?
Yuli's Gold. Yeah.
He was nominated for an award, right?
I believe so.
Sounds like she was in a movie with the word fool in it. Fool's Russian? Nope. That's Selma Hayek.
There's Nobody's Fool with Paul Newman. That's a good movie.
What's she? She's in that lottery movie with Nick Cage.
Oh.
She's good. She was good.
It Could Happen to You?
Yes.
Holy shit.
What was her big good movie, role. Though? What was her breakout role?
Single White Female?
That's a good one.
Is that her?
It's her and Jennifer Jason Leigh,
right? Jennifer Jason Leigh, what a weirdo.
They were so similar looking. It was the perfect casting because it's like one's trying to become the other one.
Yeah.
And then ever since that movie came out, I can never quite know which is which anymore.
Oh.
I mean, I do, but I, you know, it's like it's been a while since I've seen either of them. So, but
Point of No Return.
Yeah.
Was one. Mm-hmm. Road to Wellville.
Point of No Return was a cool action movie. I like that.
Yeah, it was La Femme Nikito, right?
That's right. It was the remake of that. And
she
I think
Jackie
the same
Brown.
Director.
Oh. Yeah.
Jackie like Placid. Is that a good movie?
Don't remember that.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Is that a horror movie?
It's like a horror comedy. It's a David E. Kelly. I think it's his only movie. With a bit the giant alligator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Betty White feeding it. It's a really, it's actually a good movie.
All right.
There we go. All right. So Clute was your answer.
That's my guess.
We go to Matt Belknap. Matt, what do you got?
Well, Jimmy, you know that I have a silent K in my name. So I got to go silent K.
What are you going with?
Knives Out.
Uh-huh.
Knives Out, Guns Out, huh?
Yeah. And I think Elliot's the kind of guy who's going to go with a silent K.
You think so?
He loves to fuck around, doesn't he? And find out.
Now, my question is, do I go classic film? Because there's a classic out there. Or do I go...
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can't wait to find out.
If it's on the fan list, I'll tell you what it was.
Why don't you just choose it? Because it's likely he's going with a big...
No, because I like this other one better. Okay. I'm going to go with Kill Bill.
That's a good one, too.
I like my other one
as
much.
There's a bunch with Kill. And once I realized that Kill started with K, I was like, oh, there's like 1,000 movies.
Yeah. Are these dramas? Guys,
what? Kill Bill,
I thought it was a drama.
Drama, action, adventure.
It just wasn't horror, just sci-fi, or comedy.
Okay.
We had to draw a line.
I was going to just give you shit.
What do you think Kill Bill is, then?
Action?
If not a drama.
It's a revenge
I would call
thriller.
It an action.
Yeah. In the drama.
I mean, the
drama.
Story is dramatic.
Dramatic, action.
Very dramatic.
Yes.
It's one of the most dramatic movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Now we do this. Got it. Hi, Garen.
Hello.
All right. Listen, we know how you're doing.
Doing great.
Why don't you give us your guess?
Karate Kid.
I had Karate Kid as my number two, but not that classic I talked about.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Elliot grew up in Los Angeles.
I like Karate Kid, but I can see Elliot thinking that's not a drama. I can see him thinking that's a fun rom-com.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You got that rom-com with that Elizabeth Shue and Ralph Macchio.
Sweet little
What's
romance
the
in there.
Part?
There's some comedy. People think there's some comedy in there.
Yeah, wax on, wax off.
Sure.
Yeah,
that is fun.
Like, that Santa stuff's floor. Got that comedy. It is a drama. I 100% agree. But
amusing moments.
There's enough amusing moments where I could see somebody going, no, it's a lighthearted.
Every movie's got almost every movie has some amusing moments, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Very rare that a movie has a zero.
You ever see Faces of Death?
Yeah.
Might laugh at that a little bit.
Yeah.
You've never seen that.
Nervous laughter.
You didn't watch it.
I did.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Is that where people die for real?
It's like, you know.
And like they show car accidents or like people getting eaten by alligators.
Like a guy skydiving and his chute doesn't open. And you're like, oh God, he really died. But you don't really see anything, so.
Oh, you don't?
No, it's not like a close-up of a smash.
You're not watching a snuff film?
No.
Oh, I never saw it.
It was very overhyped. Like they wanted you to be like, oh, this is so fucked up.
Oh, okay.
But but it's just like basically it's just
YouTube.
It's the internet.
It's
fail
videos.
It's just
now.
Exactly.
I've never seen it in its entirety, but
there's a bunch of them. I think
I saw one of them like in high school at my boyfriend's house.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Roger.
Roger.
Yeah.
You dated a guy named Roger
in high school. Yeah.
How'd it go?
Not well.
Oh, you don't like Roger?
Well, he was...
The tip-off was he wanted to watch Faces of Death.
He was, like, pretty controlling.
Oh, Roger.
And
come on, Roger.
Was always like, where are you? Why are you with your friends? You should be home.
Oh,
dude. And would, like, show up at McDonald's, you know, when I was there with my friends, because that's where people hung out in my town.
Hang out at McDonald's.
And you'd cruise
in
your cars to McDonald's, and that's where everybody hung out. And one time he pushed me down.
What? Roger?
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you broke up with him right there and then.
And he cheated on me.
Oh, right.
Jesus Christ.
With other girls.
Roger's an asshole.
I found their notes in his his closet once.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. He was having multiple things with other girls I knew.
I'm going to say it. This guy's a bad guy.
I think, I think I made a wise move to go to college and not stay with him.
Smart.
Good call.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because you were you thinking about maybe just marrying him right in the middle of senior year?
He bought me an engagement ring.
What?
Roger?
Oh, I was kidding. What the fuck?
You don't know where I'm from. He had a really cool car, though. He had a 69 Camaro Supersport.
Oh, that is cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
I know.
I really did.
You
can tolerate a little cheating.
Yeah, come on.
I know. A little pushing now and then.
Come
being
on.
Called a slut. Whatever.
He's got that car, baby.
Yeah.
Adrenaline. You can have some adrenaline
T-tops?
In your life.
T-tops. What are T-tops?
Like the two panels come off and there's like bar down the middle. Like,
come on.
Like
you know what a T-top is.
Yes,
it's almost like
no.
a convertible.
You're trash.
No. I am trash. He also had a Fiero.
I had a Fiero.
Yeah. He had a silver Fiero.
I had a silver Fiero.
He had two cars.
Am I Roger?
You might be. Did you push girls down?
Never.
And he was not a tall man.
Oh my God. It is me.
He was 5'6".
He's tall.
Well, we were the same height. But yeah. He was a little guy, and he turned out he had a side that was not very nice.
Oh, Roger.
Roger, I don't like you.
So, I don't know.
I don't think I like Roger. The two cars.
Yeah.
He had cool cars, and I had a cool car, too. I had a 72 Chevelle.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And taller?
Why did he need two cars as a teenager?
Well, I don't really know the answer to that.
I mean, like, well, he had the classic.
Yeah.
Then he had his everyday go to work Fiero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that how it worked?
I think the Fiero was like a gift from his dad, who was a car person, and the Camaro was just like the tooling around, you know,
cruising
having
car.
Sex with girls at the drive-in movie theater car.
Nice.
I like Roger.
Bench seat.
Seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
He gets it.
I'm sure he voted for Trump.
Of course he did. He's an asshole. All right, Garen, Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
You love it.
The KK.
All right, now we check in. He's over there at Palms. All right, Elliot, we got to get the fans here.
You don't win money. Don't get paid.
No, sir.
Don't get nothing when you match his name.
Damp, bam, bam.
First up, the winner.
That's right.
Obscure sometimes.
Me.
You can match for bragging rights.
Bugga, 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 boo.
What your fans think.
Garen sucks, but not today because we feel sad for him.
We're all going through it. Don't let him monopolize the sadness.
You heard his story.
That t-shirt.
But not today because
we feel sad for him.
All right, give us the fans.
All right.
Now, Chris, these are the fans trying to match Elliot.
Okay.
Yeah. So, number 10, the aforementioned Clute.
Clute comes in at number 10 from the fans.
Yeah. Number 9, the aforementioned Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, at number 9. Surprisingly low for me. I find it surprising.
Yeah, number 8, The King's Speech.
King's Speech.
Oh, I forgot about that
it's
one.
Right here, Matt. Right there.
That's right. You've got to do this. Okay. Right never about
oh, that's right. I'm too close speech. To.
Right
I'm
there.
Way too close.
We are all too close.
That's where you want it.
He wasn't doing a podcast, though.
That's true.
Wasn't he doing one of the first podcasts? No, isn't he the true pioneer? I'm not.
Yeah.
Trump hasn't seen that movie, right? Because clearly he's putting that microphone.
Oh, he's doing something wrong with the microphone.
Way too close.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. Yeah.
Way too close.
Do you think he's going to go back and give that free speech for those people who couldn't hear him? I mean, he won. Let's hook those people up.
I'm going to say he doesn't.
I didn't believe it.
I think he stopped giving a shit about them last night at midnight.
He will never think of them again.
I wonder how he's going to figure out how to do those events now that he... In theory, can't run for office.
Right, because he loves them.
He does. I mean,
well, here's the other. Did we talk about it the other day? Like, he wants to do those. He loves those.
Yeah. Yes.
But he's not going to do them for free.
Right.
And nobody's going to pay to go to see him.
Yeah. Right.
You don't think his fans will?
I think they go because it's free.
I mean, he could make a fundraiser of some kind out of it.
He could.
He wouldn't want to do that, though.
No. Yeah, that doesn't help him.
He only wants the money for him.
But he doesn't care if it's a charity.
It's a fundraiser to fund him.
Yeah.
He's the charity.
But again, as you said, your word's not mine. He's going to die in office.
I believe that's the case.
I agreed with you.
Yeah.
And again, for health reasons, not that something...
People have said, oh, he doesn't look any different. No, he does look worse.
Oh, he looks... Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Absolutely looks
no
worse.
Question.
It's shocking. Even when you see pictures of him in 2020, it's remarkable how different it is.
And he's dragging his leg. You can't ignore that he's dragging his leg.
So if he were any other human being, I would feel for him. But in this case, I'm done with that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, give us number 7.
Yes, 8. Number 7. King Lear.
King Lear.
Into the kings.
Yeah.
I had a king on my list.
What'd you have?
Kingsman. Secret Service.
You know what? I had a king in mind. The King Kong.
Oh.
That was the one that I thought.
Classic.
That's the classic.
That's a classic?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Jeff Bridges version.
Oh.
All right.
Another classic.
I
did like it.
I now know what's going on here because they want me to try to say things. So here we go. Koan Niskatsi.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie.
I think I managed to get all the consonants.
It's like a Czechoslovakian film or something from the 90s. I think.
Is that the one? No, it's from the 90s.
I went to film school.
Shut up. Then we have Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah,
that was on my list.
That was number 3 on mine.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Yeah. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Also on my list.
Yeah, me too.
My favorite, on my list of 5, that's my favorite movie of the 5.
Wait a minute, what's on your 5? I want to hear your 5.
When he's done.
I want to hear your 5 right now.
Oh, okay.
Give me your 5 because I want to know out of those, I want to see which one would be my favorite. Chris, you tell us yours as well.
Oh, I will.
By the way, your name begins with a K. You can put your own name down.
Double K.
If you were a movie, you could put that on. This is in the order I thought of them.
Okay.
Kingsman,
mm-hmm.
Knives Out, mm-hmm. Kramer versus Kramer.
Nice.
Killers of the Flower Moon, mm-hmm. and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I would say Kramer versus Kramer, my favorite of those.
Never
five.
Seen it.
It's a good movie.
Oh, it's a good movie.
It's sad.
It's sad. It's
yeah,
sad.
But probably my favorite on that list.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's that? Is that Brian O'Neill?
Meryl Streep and Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. Brian O'Neill was in a different Ryan. Divorce.
Is it Tim Hutton?
I don't know.
In
as the kid?
No, I don't know. The kid,
is it Tim Hutton
is
or
the kid somebody famous?
Or is it?
I didn't know the kid was.
No, Tim Hutton's an Ordinary People.
Yes.
So who is the kid? In Kramer versus Kramer.
I don't know. I didn't know the kid was anybody. I mean, he's a person.
He is.
Maybe he's not. But I thought he was.
Somebody who had a future career.
They used a doll.
Yeah. AI generated.
Who is it, Garen?
His name is Justin Henry.
And terrific. Terrific mm-hmm. actor.
From the Henrys. The acting family.
He was nominated for an Oscar for that movie.
Yeah, I do remember that. Didn't win. He shouldn't have.
They don't do that as much anymore, do they? Give a little kid an Oscar nomination.
They shouldn't. It just sets them up to fuck them up for life.
Yeah. Didn't who got one in the last 20 years? Like, was it Haley Joel Osment, maybe?
He was nominated. He lost to Michael Caine, who told him it should have been you. Which
oh, really?
Is probably almost better than winning.
Yeah.
Did Michael Caine cool. say sure. this should be yours?
Yeah.
I think he was the last.
And then there was a girl who got nominated.
Well, Anna Paquin.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking
of. Of course, our 90s. Friend Quinn Cummings got
nominated.
Wasn't
the girl from True Grit nominated?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
And then there was... Great. There was a young black girl who was in the last few years who got like supporting.
Oh yeah.
Oh, was it Quinzel from Quinzel Wallace? Maybe
from Precious.
Right? From Beasts
Katrina
of the
movie?
Southern Wild.
There,
yes. All right. So there's been more than we thought.
No.
Why does Haley Steinfeld have a discography page on Wikipedia?
She
oh,
makes
she's a
music.
Pop star
yeah,
now?
She's got
yeah.
Music.
Will you send that to me, Gary? go ahead. Ellie.
All right. Number three.
Yeah.
The aforementioned Kill Bill Part One.
Kill Bill. No, that's what I said.
You did not specify which part.
If he says part two, I kick him in the face.
What if that's the winner?
I get on your shoulders and kick him in the face.
Oh, wow. All right.
Sounds acrobatic.
Number two, A Knight's Tale.
Yeah, with Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, Knives Out.
Knives Out.
All right. So here's what I have.
Seems to be the
I'm going to reward myself with half a donut for guessing the number one fan guess.
You don't think I'm going to finish my donut?
What if you just let yourself have it for no reason?
Wait, what'd you say?
Me?
It's like you wanted to ask me that, but you looked at her. That was weird.
Like I've just been the biggest insult I've ever given. Me? That was wonderful.
What I was saying is I wanted to try the one you had.
Yeah, I don't like you doing that.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, I hear you. You know what? I'm going to allow it because I saw a vanilla frosted one in there, mm-hmm. and I'll have half of that. You were saying something to Matt. That I stepped on, and then I wanted to say, what did you say? I truly did mean it to you.
Yes. I just said, what if you just let yourself have it for no reason?
Mm. Oh.
Imagine
half a donut. Yeah. I feel like today's that day.
It is.
Oh, really, there's no really, question about it.
Really it doesn't have to be like, I went for a 2-mile walk so I can have half a donut, or I did a good thing, or like... It's like you can just do it.
Today have a every day for the next 4 years.
Just drive over someone if you feel like
oh,
it.
Today.
Okay.
There's a guy selling Trump merch right down the street.
That's our guy.
I think he's waiting for it.
By the way, if that guy gets hit by a car, none of us
do. I don't even drive.
No.
We said, what if that's today? Karen goes, hey, can I get behind the wheel?
Let me try this.
Today's the day.
The right pedal goes.
He gets an Awago and directs it right into it.
By the way, Richard Gere was in First Night. A Knight's Tale is Heath Ledger.
Oh, Heath Ledger. Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Thank you, Garen.
That was a good movie.
I didn't want letters.
Yeah.
From you.
Yeah, I'm going to get them. Hey, Gary was wrong about this.
Wait, which is which? Knight's Tale is Heath Ledger, and First Night is Richard Gere. And Sean Connery, I think, right?
And Julia Armand.
Julia Armand as Guinevere?
That's a beautiful cast.
Yeah.
That's the movie that inspired me to... want to, when I die, be put on a raft of logs and pushed out into the sea, and then everyone fires flaming arrows at the thing, and then I light on fire. That's how I want to be buried because of that. Because
here's
I saw
the good news. Benjamin wants to go bow hunting.
So I would like his phone number.
How do you feel about Echo Park Lake?
Great. That's convenient
any
for
lake
everyone.
Will do.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that Seth Meyers has an online YouTube thing called Corrections.
Yes.
Which basically is just he goes through the comments and then gives corrections and then just makes fun of them in a very, very clever way.
Yeah.
It's worth watching. I believe in his first season, he used to do it on the air.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then
Yeah. Like he probably realized,
taking up a lot of space doing this.
But I have one
question. That's a smarter way to do it, by the way.
Elliot, do you think that he's sometimes, or he or the graphics department or the producers or whatever, intentionally do things?
Oh, yeah.
Because I see things on the show, I'm like, you know that's wrong, and you're just trying to bait them into commenting so you can say
I think about 10% is that.
Yeah, because there's definitely some stuff you're like, that's like,
you didn't
they'll
get
say iPhone and they'll show an Android phone, and you know better. But that's not a good example. There was something recently, and I was like, oh, they're definitely...
He's just trolling them back.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready. Are you?
Let me share this with you.
Yeah.
As I just took that phone call from the doctor's office, having a procedure tomorrow, as we know.
Yeah. Congratulations.
No. usually, they'll say, hey, your procedure's at 8, but we need you there at 6:30. No eating after midnight. All right. So she says to me, and as a reminder, there's no eating or drinking after midnight. We need you here at 11:30. Your procedure's at 1. That means I cannot eat.
Oh, that's a long
for minimum 13 hours.
Yeah.
Right. That's just like intermittent fasting, though.
That's not that bad.
But I don't do that.
Well, guess what?
If you have a big dinner.
I eat.
If you have a big dinner, you'll be fine.
I don't know if that's true.
This is what I would suggest. Right before you go to bed, have like a big smoothie or something that's like very filling and full of fat.
I may do that.
And then a Prilosec at the same time.
And I may also, shut up. I may also have some Coke Zero. Uh-huh. Yes, that'll keep me up a little bit, but I won't get that caffeine headache. That's my main concern.
Oh,
can you take a caffeine pill?
You can't take anything.
Because you can't have the caffeine in the morning.
Right.
And then you're going to be up for a long time.
And then I'm up. So I usually have caffeine by 9.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I can't have it theoretically till 2.
Yeah.
And do you get headaches if you don't eat? Because I get those.
I get headaches just by walking around. You and I have a lot in common.
Yes, yes, yes.
Danielle
okay.
tells me your trials and tribulations with migraines. I'm going to see a new migraine specialist.
Well, will you give me the info and let me know how it goes?
I will.
Thank you.
Elliot.
All right. Sorry about all that, but good luck.
Yeah, Prilosec.
Mm-hmm. Prilosec. Number 5.
That wasn't bad.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
That was on yours at number 5.
Yes.
Now, Chris, this is where you do want it to be Clute, because this is where the money is.
I want that money.
Yeah.
I want the money.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Kick Ass.
Kick Ass, the Nick Cage film.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that movie. I like
speaking of Oscars and young people, there was chatter about her getting a... She didn't, but there was chatter
there
of her
was
getting
talk.
Yeah,
she was fantastic. She just
was
came out actually recently.
Oh,
yeah, like the last.
Who's she?
Days.
Who
seems like the perfect
Chloe,
timing?
Chloe Grace Moritz.
Oh yeah,
she came out and supported Kamala and as a lesbian or bi. I don't know.
All right, number 3.
Number 3, King of Comedy.
King.
Oh,
how did none of us say that?
Well. It's good we didn't, because it's not number 1.
I know, but it's still a great...
It's a great movie.
Classic.
Great. It's a great movie.
Yeah. Number 2.
Yeah.
The Kingsman.
The Kingsman. That was on
my list. Yeah.
Wait, what was the other thing on my list? Before you give me number 1, let me... I had one other one. Killers of the Flower Moon. That was actually my number 1, it turns out.
Oh.
No,
Then Karate Kid. Then The Kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
The Chaplin movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then number 4 was Kill Bill. I thought I had that at number 1.
Isn't the Chaplin movie a comedy?
Might have been.
You ever see it? No. as a reminder, I made this list before
that's a good point.
Yeah. And then Killing Fields.
Oh.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Killing and Killing Fields are my backups.
Yeah.
All right.
And The Killer, John Woo movie.
And Killers, the band.
Sure, there you go.
They're very heavy. And number 1.
Number 1, Kill Bill.
Hey!
I win!
This is the best day of your life.
I get a donut and $10, and our country crumbles.
Somebody's got to win.
Get the cash from the coffee can. We thank Dane Coffee for the money for the Dane Coffee can. And it's been such a long time. Chris, I'm going to get $5 twice here, $10.
Yeah.
I tried to save that. I meant to say $10. I said $5, then I added twice.
Yeah. Well, then you can say more words.
Yeah, because we need to hear my voice more.
Yeah.
So we're going to pay me $10.
Okay.
And we all count it out. We're going to go 5, 10,
Okay.
Like that.
I know how to do that.
And Matt's either going to hand me the money nicely or he's going to whip it at me. I don't know what he's decided to do yet.
All right. We'll see. See how kind of.
Well, you
he's
whipped something
today.
At me recently, so I'm gonna return the favor.
Maybe it's is it all in one? You got both of them as one
no,
big
okay.
ball?
We're gonna count it the way you described. Ready? And five.
Ten.
Why did it? Both times.
Both times.
Those reflexes.
But I was trying to throw it right at you, and I more threw it to your hand, and that was.
Now you can go emotionally spend.
For 1 minute on this show, forgot about our problems.
Yeah. That's a win. I think that's a win. I feel the same way.
Yes.
I definitely feel better. I feel like I've regained my motor functions somewhat.
Did you?
A little. Well, not with the throwing of the money, certainly. But.
I wasn't saying did you like to make fun of you. I was like, did you? Let me put it. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Because I don't feel I have. I feel like I still have a knot in my stomach.
I feel better than I did when I walked in. I'll put it that way.
But I feel like here's the thing. I feel the same way, but I fear I'm going to get in the car.
Oh yeah,
and it's right back.
It'll be like it all comes crashing. And
what about here's an idea?
Yeah,
something you can look forward to that can be super dumb. Like it doesn't have to be a big thing. But do you have like a comfort view or something that like just brings you any joy in your life?
Tell you what, I'm not allowed to do is apparently Wordle is off the table because we're protesting the workers or something, or
what are we doing?
What
the digital programmers are on strike against New York Times, and that includes all of the games and like the recipe app.
When did this start?
Yesterday.
Perfect timing.
Well, I was not looking at anything but MSNBC. Yeah.
So wait, now if I don't know about that, I can still play Word. Right?
I think if we pretend we didn't hear that, we're okay.
I apologize.
I already broke my streak. So.
Okay, I can stay off of that, and
I did it yesterday.
Really like that New York Times cooking app, so that's going to be tough.
I haven't done them today, but I feel like I might. Sorry, workers.
All right, come up with another. There's got to be something else.
Yeah,
here's what I don't like about Wordles and Strands and Connections. Mm-hmm. When I want to get it, but I don't want to get it too quickly because if I go, oh, now's my time. To our point.
Yes.
Oh, I get to zone out and just tune into this. A minute and a half later, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I guess that's not the sit down with my beverage moment I thought it was going to be.
I'm not a puzzler. I love big long crosswords, but I'm not a puzzler in that.
What do you think about the Rizzler? That kid seems fun.
I don't know about the Rizzler.
Oh, you don't want to know about the Rizzler.
Okay.
The Rizzler is one of these, online influencer idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Idiot. He's nine. But he's annoying. He's annoying as fuck.
That whole family is, you know what? Have your fucking fun.
Karen, I had the same argument with myself.
Yes.
Karen's literally like, I just don't have the energy.
Yeah, do you have those old person moments where you get mad about something and then you're like, why am I mad about this?
Yeah, it's such a waste.
And to this point, the Costco guys, which is a father and son team that give things a boom, that's how they rate things, and they're insufferable, and I want them to be murdered. And then the Rizzler is also should get hit by a car.
Yes.
And then I go, I hate them.
Family.
They're not.
Oh, I thought they were. They definitely cross over.
They do cross over.
Okay.
Look that up, though, because I'm pretty sure Oliver and I looked it up that they're not related. They just happened to go on Jimmy Fallon together. And Jimmy Fallon had a rare...
funny moment?
Not enjoying himself.
Oh.
Like, even he was like...
Publicly.
Yeah.
You don't mean, like, privately, where everyone knows he's terrible.
Oh, yeah. He's a horrible human being.
Yeah.
I mean, he betrayed a human emotion other than delight?
Than falling off his chair laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because these guys go, you know, whatever their catchphrase is, we're going to drop the boom! And then they, boom, 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 they do this. And at what point, Jimmy goes, yeah, boom, boom. But the internet went crazy. Jimmy Fallon rude to guests. He wasn't rude.
Yes,
it was like, come on, man. He's for once he's being authentic.
Yes, yes, yes.
To these like truly famous for no. But to your point, Karen, this is a long-winded way of saying, who gives a shit? You want to give the egg rolls at Costco five booms? Doesn't affect my life. Why am I mad about it?
They're not related. They're
but the Rizzler, that kid can be thrown off the top deck at a baseball stadium.
I was playing Fortnite on stream, and I killed somebody in the game, and it was the Rizzler something or whatever. And I'm like, did I just kill the Rizzler? It was really funny. It wasn't. I don't think it was him, but it could have been. It was Fortnite.
You never know.
Feels like you had to be there moment.
Well, you can catch that on my bots. Twitch.tv.
He's having a hard day.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Hey, Karen.
Good one.
Hey, atta boy. Have fun with your games. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
This was, I mean this sincerely. This was a joy.
Yeah.
Really?
You were the perfect guest for today.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I was like, I might be banned after this. And I asked Danielle, I was like, have they ever had a person so sad they just couldn't keep going with the show? But I think being here with you guys was, it made me try to be better as a human. In the world.
That's the effect we have on people.
You guys bring light and joy into the world.
That's what everyone says about Never Not Funny. We make others be better.
But it's better to...
That's our catchphrase, be better.
Yeah. Be better.
And then that woman stole it from us.
Yep. And when we fight, we win.
Yes.
Is another one.
And when we go, they go low, we go high.
All those.
Those both work for us, didn't they?
Yeah, perfect.
But I was, it's much nicer to be with funny people who are, you know, just trying to get through it than alone. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you to the listeners for listening and subscribing. And if it was too heavy and too serious at the top of the show, that's life. I think we turned it around.
Yeah.
Got some funny out of this.
Is this going to be a fan fave? One that people go back to? Probably not.
You know what?
It's okay.
I disagree. It may be for some people.
Okay.
Because again, there might be somebody living in a red dot somewhere that they are the one liberal person that get to hear this, and they get to hear that first 45 minutes and then they get to just hear nonsense with occasional back to it, because how do you not still be thinking about it? So this could be one where people hey, they, you know,
feel less alone.
Feel less alone. Which is that's our new catchphrase. Never Not Funny. Feel less alone. If I may, that's not a bad catchphrase.
It's actually pretty good.
Write it down,
Garrett. That's a good t-shirt. What was it? Feel less alone?
Feel less alone.
Yeah, that's nice. Somebody design that. That's how we get things done. Hey, somebody provide free art for us. We compensate. Mm-hmm. When we use somebody's art, we compensate. Yeah. I want that to be very clear.
We do as well.
Come on, Chris. Not a competition. Hey, How to Survive with Danielle and Christine is great. It comes out once a week. You guys have brand new merch.
We do.
And that's hopefully selling very well.
Not too bad.
Oh, I'm just trying to hype it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's selling. I mean, I can't keep it in stock.
And it's print on demand. So that's really difficult.
It's crazy. They ran out of the supplies it takes to make them. That's how popular they are.
They don't even have shirts. They can't find shirts anywhere in this country. If you're looking for a shirt, by the way, KennedyTodd.com. Use promo code PARDO. Get 25% off. I wore my hoodie to see Kimberly Akimbo on Sunday. And your mother complimented it.
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, go ahead. Give that a feel. That's what I said.
And she said, oh, they don't make women's sizes. And we're like, just get the small.
Just get a small.
It's not that complicated.
I was done talking to her. That was infuriating me. Get a small. Be done with it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole page dedicated for women on that
site. That's what I said. There's women's tees, but she meant there's not women's.
He's talking about
the other stuff.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah, we don't want his mother going to that page. Or do we? I mean, we do, but we don't want to know about it.
I don't want to know about it, but do what you got to do, Mom.
Yeah, enjoy. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. We'll get through this, and we'll be here to somehow make it funny. And at the same time, also bitch and complain from time to time, because that is never not funny. Never not funny. Feel less alone. On behalf of the pop culture beast, there he is over there, the Sat Sack. That's Gary Cox. Behind Video Village, there he is. If I may, the optimistic one of the group, Elliot Hopper. Today, Chris, you missed him being optimistic. It was confusing to all of us.
He had bullet points. He had props. It was a whole production.
There he is, the Sat Sack, Matt Belknap. There she is, the Sad Sackus. That's Christy Kimmel. I'm the Sad Sack, Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.